It's the best bike vacation ever.
3 days of cycling in the Sierra foothills, camping under the stars, catered gourmet meals, entertainment, and in-camp activities.
It's the 20th annual Emigrant Trails Bike Trek,
Friday, September 8th through Sunday, September 10th. This excellent adventure attracts over 400 bicycle riders and helps support Breathe California Sacramento's efforts to improve air quality in our area and to work to eliminate lung disease. Make your plans now and start raising much-needed funds by registering today at sacbreathe.org or by calling 916-444-5900. You can ride as an individual or put together a team of co-workers or friends. Travel at your own pace through stunning scenery, then relax in a camp with massage, yoga, or a beverage from the cantina. Free training rides prepare you for the best bike vacation ever. The 20th Annual Emigrant Trails Bike Trek, September 8th through September 10th. 3 days of cycling, camping, and fun. Go to sacbreathe.org or call 916-444-5900 and sign up today.
News. I'm Harley Carnes. Israel's expanded offensive into Hezbollah territory in southern Lebanon is underway. 15 Israeli soldiers died in today's fighting. It's the middle of the night now when artillery does most of the work. CBS's Robert Berger.
The ground offensive comes a day after the Israeli Army Chief of Staff effectively dismissed the head of Northern Command, the one who's been running this war. Clearly a message that the head of the military, wasn't happy with the way things are going. And now, with the new person in command in the north, it seems that the operation is picking up steam.
Hours ago, Hezbollah's leader called for Lebanese troops to handle the ceasefire. And CBS's Kristen Gillespie says he made more threats against Israel.
Nasrallah called on all Arab residents to leave the Israeli city of Haifa, saying that if Israel continued its attacks on Lebanon, that Hezbollah would retaliate strongly and with force against the city of Haifa.
Taking the first steps on the road to recovery for four-year-old twins, Kendra and Malia Heron, unjoined by surgeons yesterday. For grateful parents, Jake and Aaron, thanks, Doc.
It is because of them that our girls are doing so well right now, and we like to thank them.
Yesterday, Connecticut Senator Chris Dodd supported Joe Lieberman for re-election. Then Lieberman lost.
This morning, I'm endorsing Ned Lamont for the United States Senate to be our candidate and to be the next United States Senator.
That's Senator Dodd. Joe Lieberman has already filed to run as an independent, hoping to keep his seat, saying leadership is about more than just the war. Georgia Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney has been ousted by her party in yesterday's primary. Her episode with Capitol Hill police was the final punctuation in her unusual political career. Three of the 11 Egyptian students who've been playing hooky from college have turned up so far.
It's been a busy day in the search for 11 missing Egyptian students. One was taken into custody in Minneapolis, and two more have turned themselves in to the police in Manville, New Jersey. The student visas they secured to study at Montana State University are being revoked because the men disappeared after arriving in New York. Federal officials continue to stress that despite the nationwide manhunt, there is no indication of any threat.
At CBS's Stephanie Lambidakis, those students will be going home if they don't wind up in jail. Curiosity killed the cat and the guy who wanted to see the inside of an RPG. In Brazil, police say a man tried to open a rocket-propelled grenade in his mechanical workshop on the edge of Rio de Janeiro. But it was stubborn, wouldn't easily come apart, so he gave it a whack with a small sledgehammer. On Wall Street, the Dow lost 97 points to close at 11,076, NASDAQ off a fraction. This is CBS News.
CompUSA email bag.
Jesse emails, Dear CompUSA, are you guys really giving away 10 grand? You better believe it, Jesse, $10,000. And there's a guaranteed winner every day, now through Saturday. As if that's not enough, we're also putting all our Apple computers on sale for the first time ever. It's all part of CompUSA's huge back-to-school sale, where we got it, we get it.
No purchase necessary, must be 18 or older to enter. Void or prohibited, store visit required, see store for details.
How long will I be in chemotherapy?
What should I ask my doctor?
What are the side effects?
Will I lose my hair?
When will I start to feel better?
What about alternate therapies?
Who can I turn to for help?
If you're facing chemotherapy, it's easy to feel overwhelmed. But now it's easier to find answers in one place. chemotherapy.com. From different types of treatment to side effects, to the right questions to ask along the way, the answers are at your fingertips at www.chemotherapy.com, your complete chemotherapy guide.
Thieves are stripping trees now to get at the money inside.
Spurred on by the budding popularity of herbal remedies, poachers are stripping bark off trees and pulling plants from the ground. Botanist David Taylor works at the Daniel Boone National Forest in eastern Kentucky.
Many of these products are permitted on national forest lands with permits. The collection is permitted. Other public land that is not permitted, usually state parks, national parks.
Herbal remedies are included with dietary supplements, which are a $23 billion industry in the U.S. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
A Montana man, fired for using the computer at work to access a child pornography database, challenged it in federal court. He argued his privacy rights had been violated. The Ninth Circuit ruled, in short, no, you were using your boss's computer on the job, wasting time you were being paid for, and looking at kiddie porn to boot. You're still fired. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
After 3 o'clock, welcome to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Excuse us, there were some technical things that were going on there, some technical issues that were happening. Must be the Republicans who've gotten into our system, I can tell. Because, guess what? There's so much to talk about because Joe Lieberman lost the election. We've got to talk about that. We've got to talk about all these new polls. I want to give you all the information that you need to have. First of all, you can always contact me, Enid, at kctc.com. We stream live, 1320leftchannel.com. You can call the show, and there's never a charge for doing that. Well, you get a charge when you call. Oh, we hope. No, I'm just that way. Not money charge. Oh, anyway, 349-1320. If you're in the 916 area code, and if you're not, 866-626-1320. If all goes well in the next hour, we are going to be joined by Bill Buford, who has written a bestseller. It's right now high on the New York Times bestseller list. It's called Heat, An Amateur's Adventures as Kitchen Slave, Line Cook, Pasta Maker, and apprentice to a Dante-quoting butcher in Tuscany. Bill Buford is a writer, a wonderful writer for the New Yorker magazine, and he decided to apprentice himself to Molto Mario, Mario Batali, who has a very elegant restaurant in New York called Babbo. So what it's like to be a line cook under somebody who's really demanding and for a demanding clientele, I am dying to hear about it because your goddess wants to learn how to cook in the worst possible way, but not that much. Sure, I would have... I can assemble. I like to say I cook, but not in the kitchen. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I think, is this true that Phil Angelides is going to be on the Morning Retort tomorrow morning at 8:30? Is that true? Charlie, are you listening? Is it true that Phil Angelides is going to be on the Morning Retort tomorrow morning at 8:30, or was he on today? Tomorrow? You don't know. We don't know. Okay, never mind.
I guess he's supposed to be on tomorrow, I guess, Enid.
He's supposed to be on tomorrow.
Yeah.
Oh, but we don't. Okay, we hope he'll make it. we hope he becomes the new governor, the next governor of the state of California. And we'll be talking about that. And I have some things that I want to say about the arena, because more is developing on that story. But let's start with the hot story, the hot national story, and the White House's response to it, which is really curious. First of all, let's go to a lesser reported race, and that is Cynthia McKinney. Remember, she was in trouble for possibly assaulting a cop because she didn't have her badge on that indicates she's a member of Congress, and he wanted to go through her stuff and frisk her or do whatever they do when you go through a metal detector, and she wouldn't do it, and they jostled each other. And anyway, she got into the soup for that. Well, she's in a bigger soup. She was ousted in a runoff. Representative Cynthia McKinney, known for her conspiracy theories about the 9/11 attacks and a scuffle with a U.S. Capitol police officer, conceded the Democratic primary runoff early this morning in a speech that blamed the media for her loss and included a song criticizing President Bush. Well, here's a woman who really takes responsibility, doesn't she? And here is the big news, and the big news is that Joe Lieberman lost. He lost to Ned Lamont. He says he's going to run as an independent. Now, what that will do, I don't know. The White House, interestingly enough, has tears into the Democrats over Lieberman's loss. Now, why would they do that? Think about, why would the White House tear into the Democrats? What do they care about the Democrats? Well, Joe Lieberman has been a stalwart for Dickey, and this has widely been seen, this election is widely seen as a barometer of what will happen in the midterm elections. And the fact that Joe Lieberman lost, and he lost big, is really the big news here. But the White House Press Secretary, Tony Snow, today launched into a lengthy diatribe regarding the loss of Joe Lieberman in yesterday's primary election before stating that the president had no official comment. So he did this whole diatribe against the Dems, but then he said the president had no comment to make. Snow commenting from Crawford, Texas, says this: for the primary election in Connecticut last night, I know there's a lot of concern and interest about that. Democratic voters in Connecticut have made their choice, and they have chosen Ned Lamont over Joe Lieberman. And then he launches a bunch of observations. Key leaders in the National Democratic Party have made it clear. No, let me back up. This is a defining moment in some ways for the Democratic Party. What he's saying is that it's a defining moment for the Democratic Party. What he's not saying is that it's a defining moment for Republicans. He's not saying that this is a defining moment for or a preview of what's going to happen in the midterm elections. So he lights into the Democrats, which is a very curious response, I think. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Hillary Clinton is urging Joe Lieberman to search his conscience. By that, she stopped short of calling for Joe Lieberman to abandon his plan to run for re-election as an independent following his upset primary defeat to newcomer Ned Lamont. But she reiterated her pledge to back Lamont if he won the state's Democratic primary, and she urged Lieberman to search his conscience and decide what is best for Connecticut and for the Democratic Party. Is she kidding? These people do what's best for them. They don't care what's best for the rest of the country. And Lieberman was way too namby-pamby on a lot of issues. It isn't simply the war, although the war did it in for him. Dick Morris, who is a pollster, a columnist, a now conservative, but he used to do research and polling and triangulation for Bill Clinton and Hillary, and he says that Joe will rise again. But he doesn't say whether he's going to need Viagra to do it. Reports of Joe Lieberman's political death are, as Mark Twain once said, of rumors of his own demise, premature and grossly exaggerated, Dick Morris writes. Lieberman has lost a battle, but he can still win the war running as an independent. While Ned Lamont will clearly have a bounce after yesterday's primary victory, the Rasmussen poll of July 20 showed Lieberman and Lamont tied at 40% each in the general election, with scandal-plagued GOP nominee Alan Schlesinger at 13%. Those who would consign Lieberman to the dustbin of history need to realize that the Democratic primary in Connecticut is an affair that could be conducted in a good-sized phone booth. About 140,000 people voted for Lamont, but the state saw, he goes into all the numbers, and we don't need to go into all that. But anyway, he thinks that Lieberman has a chance to rise again. Meanwhile, Minority Leader Harry Reid joined with colleague Chuck Schumer in applauding the victory of Ned Lamont over incumbent Joe Lieberman, in a joint statement today, the two senators claimed that Lieberman's defeat was a positive sign of Democratic prospects in November. So they are very happy. And here is a surprise. Karl Rove, close advisor to Dickey, our president, has expressed interest in assisting Joe Lieberman in retaining his seat despite a loss in the Democratic primary. Rove was, according to the report, acting on behalf of President Bush. If that isn't the kiss of death, I don't know what is. For Karl Rove to say he's going to assist you in keeping your Democratic seat, I don't understand how that is going to help you. What are your thoughts about this? What do you think it signals for Joe Lieberman to have lost to a newcomer? Is this some measure in a state like Connecticut where the motto is a kind of steadiness, that they pride themselves on a kind of steadiness, that that they were willing to upset the apple cart because the anger at the administration is so great and the anger at Joe Lieberman supporting the administration is so great, so that he really took the heat on this one. And here is Karl Rove, close advisor to the president. He has said that he would assist Joe Lieberman in retaining his seat, and he's doing so on behalf of Dickey. Democrats have said that they were not going to come to his aid if he lost, and he lost. The White House is torn into Democrats over Lieberman's loss, and watch carefully how the White House spins Lieberman's loss. They're making it into a thing about Democrats rather than into a referendum on this administration. And Hillary Clinton is saying, she's not saying to Joe Lieberman, look, drop out. Don't run as an independent. Don't triangulate the vote. She is urging him to, quote, search his conscience in this race for the Senate. 349-1320-866-626-1320. What do you think this means? What does this say about Joe Lieberman? What does it say about the Democrats? What does it say about Democratic anger? What does it say about the present administration? Does it tell us that they really need to be on guard? Is this a harbinger of what's going to happen in the midterm elections? You can only hope that that's the case. 349-1320-866-626-1320. Let's head over to the phones. Ooh, I have to bring the phone over here a little bit closer. Ken in Orangevale. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Hi, Enid.
Hi, Ken.
Do you know how much fun it would be to watch the Joe Lieberman camp get taken over by Rove? That'd be the greatest show on earth.
Do you think we'll be able to see much of it? I mean, what will we see?
Well, all it would be is confirming what we know in regards to the psychological prowess of Karl Rove and how he would work with Lieberman. That would be so fascinating, man. Just from a sociological standpoint, we would learn so much on how these guys operate. Will it happen? I doubt it. As for this being a harbinger, well, you know, the last 6 years haven't gone great, so let's hold off all hope until November and then kind of figure out what's going on. But this is a good sign. It's cool.
So if you were, all right, reading the tea leaves, mm-hmm. what you want to be is a fly on the wall, mm-hmm. or a fly speck on the wall. Oh, our lines are all full, but they'll open up. 349-1320. If you want to be a fly on the wall to see what Rove does, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So that's your take on this whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
And why do you think he is offering to assist Lieberman, which I would say is a kiss of death? Why is he offering to assist Lieberman at Dickey's behest?
I think he's a narcissistic SOB, that's why, and he's not that bright, you know. Jeez.
Well, he's bright enough to have won a lot of elections and not to get hauled off to the pokey when he should have.
Well, here's the thing, though. You might be great in that sense, but, man, power always corrupts, and it does catch up. And if he thinks he's got the tenacity to take Joe Lieberman on and give him tips, man, the media is going to run ragged with that. I think he's gotten so arrogant, I don't think they think the media isn't going to cover this. But this would be so hot of a story just from a personality standpoint. Bryce, the media would be all over it.
Well, Ken, I hope you're right about that, and you may very well be. I thank you for the call. 349, it opens up one line. We have one line open, 349-1320-866-626-1320. Ray in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Hey, are you there?
I am here.
Hey, check it out. Here's why. I mean, if Rove supports
Lieberman, that's just going to triangulate the vote, as you say. And why wouldn't you want to do that? It's not going to split Republican votes. It's only going to split Democratic votes. Everybody wins. But the thing is, how can anybody in the world not see that's like poison? You know, a Republican in the Bush administration supporting a Democrat or former Democrat? Well, that doesn't make any sense.
Well, I guess they're probably trying to go for the moderate vote on both sides. Is that what you think their thinking is?
I don't know.
In other words, that they're trying to pull in, they've got mad Republicans too, so this way you can pull in a Republican vote. I don't know. I mean, somebody who's more sophisticated than this, tell me what the thing
is. It's devious and it's obvious, in my opinion.
So you think, all right, tell me again what you think Rove is doing here.
Okay, what he's doing is he's offering to get Lieberman, you know, happening in the independent circle, that's not going to take anybody from the Republican vote, but it will take, like, a good portion of the Democratic vote.
Oh, I see. He's trying to split the Democratic vote. Okay.
Exactly.
Okay.
And then all of a sudden, who wins?
Okay. Ray, I thank you very much. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. That opens up a line. And now to Sacramento. Matthew, hi. You're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Hey, Enid, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Matthew.
Good. Hey, you know what Rove is doing, actually? He and the White House will do anything and everything to take the attention off the incompetence of this president. They're trying to take America's attention and place it right on the Lieberman-Lamont campaign, you know, even further. And another thing, it's absolutely laughable for Lieberman and the White House and the Republicans to call Mr. Lamont, you know, the extreme left fringe, you know, the fringe element of the Democratic Party, when poll after poll after poll shows that 60-65% of the American people support the end of the war and a full withdrawal of U.S. troops.
There is a brand new poll out, just out, that says that 60% of us want out of that war, that hideous war. 60% of us won out, which I think is about the amount that supported it in the first place.
Exactly. The tables have turned, and the fact is the mainstream supports the end of this ill-fated war. And you know, the Republicans and the Liebermans out there can either, you know, come to that realization or not. But eventually everybody's going to have to realize, you know, what's going on and that the emperor has no clothes here.
Well, the emperor has never had any clothes on, and I hope people begin to see that. I thank you for the call. Here is the statistic, and now we have another line open, 349-1320, 866-626-1320. We're talking about Lieberman. We're talking about what this indicates. What does it mean that Karl Rove wants to help Lieberman in his efforts to be an independent? This is a new poll, and let me see, whose poll is this? I'll find that. It's down here someplace. But, this is the opinion. This is commissioned by CNN. 60% of Americans oppose the U.S. war in Iraq. This is the highest number since polling on this very issue began when the war began in March of 2003, according to poll results and trends that were just released today. A majority of poll respondents said that they would support the withdrawal of at least some U.S. troops by the end of the year. So here it is. 60% of us oppose the war. We want out. Get us home. Get our troops home. We want to be out of this thing. And some of us who could see through all of this to begin with. I mean, I was on the air. We went on the air live the moment we went to war. I just begged people, please, this is not anything we should be doing. Anybody who had half a brain knew that this was the wrong thing to do. But Americans were in favor of it because it had been sold a particular way. And now look what we are into. Mike in Elk Grove. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320 Sacramento's left channel.
Enid, thanks for having me. Always a pleasure to talk with you.
Thank you.
Just wanted to chime in on the I watched C-SPAN early this morning, and it was very significant, the information that was produced. Jim Dean heads the DFA, Democracy for America, and it was just amazing, the statistics, just coming out of Connecticut, but I think it's going to weigh in with grassroots around the country. 43% of the voters came out in Connecticut, which is double what they would normally have for a primary, for crying out loud. Then in addition to that, as far as the folks coming out in the numbers that they did, the folks calling in, you know, they had the Republican-Democrat line and everything, Republicans that were calling in say, I'm a Republican, but I'm going to vote across Democratic lines come November. Independents are registering as Democrats, And I tell you, it was very significant to hear that.
So are you telling me that Republicans are going to go for Lamont in Connecticut?
Well, the two that I heard in the Washington Journal this morning indicated as such. And I tell you, I never heard of anything like that. And the two guests...
Well, I'll tell you, if this is a harbinger, and I hate to get my hopes up. It's nice to have finally a win. But if this is a harbinger for the midterm elections, wow. This will be big. Mike, I thank you for the call. 349-1320-866-626-1320. Dave, in Nevada City. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320 Sacramento's left channel.
Hi, Enid. I'm calling you from a beautiful place in California, and it's a pleasure to finally have the opportunity to speak with you.
Are you a first-time caller?
I am.
Oh, my God, we have a kiss for you. Here it goes. That means you've been de-virginized if you're a first-time. We are so cheesy. We are so cheesy around here. We hardly know where to begin. Yes, Dave, what's on your mind?
Well, I just had a few quotes that have come to mind, and they're kind of philosophical in nature. Abraham Lincoln said that you can fool some of the people some of the time, but you can't fool all of the people all of the time. And I think what we're starting to see is the pendulum is starting to swing the opposite direction of where it's been. People have been fooled, but they're just they are timely fed up, and they're starting to speak their minds in a very vivid way. And if you're talking about being an independent, well, when you look at Connecticut at this point right now, it speaks of independence in that the voters have spoken and they want to change, and I think it's going to resonate across the nation come November.
Well, I don't have it. I had it here a second ago, and I'll dig it out in a minute. But there was a big story about how Rumsfeld. You're saying that people are finally beginning to see through the smoke and mirrors and the propaganda,
right,
and all the other stuff. There was a story in the Observer, and it's about how Rumsfeld said, "I never promised you a rosy future," and nobody in the press examined that statement. And held his feet to the fire and said, yes, you did promise us a rosy future. Nobody did it. So the press is still not doing its job. And in spite of the fact that the press is still not completely doing its job, has awakened only slightly, you are right. People are beginning to see through it. I hope enough of us are beginning to see through it. But I have another statistic, and that is that 30% of us do not know what year 9/11 took place. So you know what? That's not real perky. Dave, I thank you. I thank you for the call. 349-1320-866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you're listening to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's left channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Wouldn't we just call it Wacky Wednesday since that's the way it started out anyway?
Well, we could do that.
Well, you know what? Weather hasn't looked really wacky, though. Tonight, lows right around 65. Highs for the next couple of days, about 98, 99. It's getting a little warmer. We're at 92 here at the River City, and our traffic doing just fine. Northbound I-5 just north of Richards Boulevard, we have a vehicle in the middle of the roadway. Bradshaw Road at Elder Creek Road, a defective signal light. So if you guys can stay clear that, actually just kind of go around it or back up on 99 if you can. And northbound 99 just north of Florin Road, that disabled vehicle's not stopping traffic, doing about 55-60 right there. Back with more Enid Live. You can log in to 1320leftchannel.com. I'm Lisa West for traffic and weather from the left at AM 1320 Sacramento's left channel.
She's not right, but she's never wrong. Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's left channel.
Carol Cassie, we've got some news for you. Your kids are teenagers, neither of them have cell phones, and you still have dial-up. In this day and age, that's not cool, Carol. Trust us, their friends are talking about you. Luckily, AT&T has some plans that can help, like home phone, high-speed internet, and singular wireless starting at just $95 a month. Choose the internet speed you need, choose the number of phones and minutes you need, and bingo, you're a cool mom. And right now with AT&T, you can get a free Razr phone, so you'll be a cool mom and a smart mom, too. So that's Carol's world. For everybody who's not Carol, if we can crank up the cool in her world, then we can deliver the right options to you, too. Visit att.com or call 1-800-PICK-ATT. And you can be the coolest parent in the neighborhood. No offense, Carol. The new AT&T. Your world. delivered. Free black or silver Motorola Razr after $100 rebate with 2-year commitment and qualifying AT&T services. Taxes, other charges, and the FUSF cost recovery fee extra. For details of additional charges, restrictions, and requirements, call 1-866-270-0387 toll-free or visit ATT.com/bundle details. Not available in all areas.
Enjoy a delicious grilled steak, and you can win a trip to Maui during the Grill and Win sweepstakes at Safeway. Every time you purchase Rancher's Reserve tender beef with your club card now through August 29th, you'll be entered to win one of 20 grand prize trips to Maui, plus $1,000 cash. And there are lots of other prizes. Hurry into Safeway today. Visit the Great Grilling Center, where you'll find grilling recipes, tools, and ingredients. Enter the Grill and Win sweepstakes at Safeway. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. See store for details. Today, either in-store with your club card or online at Safeway.com, Rancher's Reserve Boneless Beef London Broil is $1.99 a pound. Red Flame or Green Superior Seedless Grapes in the 4-pound container are $3.99 each. And Safeway Select Ice Cream in the 1 3/4 quart size, selected varieties are buy one, get one free. Support the fight against muscular dystrophy. The next time you're at Safeway, look for products with the Isles of Smiles shelf tag to help with funding for this worthy cause. Safeway, ingredients for life.
Do you need a new car, truck, or SUV, but you have challenged credit, no money down, or maybe you owe too much on your trade? You could qualify for 0% interest on a new Chevy, regardless of your credit history. This week at Paul Blanco Chevrolet, bankruptcy, divorce, or late pay credit cards, it doesn't matter. You could qualify for 0% interest on the Chevy of your dreams, regardless of your credit history. Paul Blanco Chevrolet on Florin Road, 866-TOP-DEAL, or paulblanco.com. Choose from hundreds of pre-owned Hondas, Toyotas, Chevys, Dodges, or Fords, many under $10,000. And if you have challenge credit, you'll need no money down to apply. Plus, when we make a deal, we'll pay off your trade no matter what you owe and possibly even lower your monthly payment with no money down. Paul Blanco Chevrolet in the heart of Sacramento on Florin Road, 866-TOP-DEAL, or paulblanco.com.
Taking the left lane all the way home with Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento.
3:30 on the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320 Sacramento's left channel. We're talking about the fact that Lieberman lost to a newcomer, Lamont. And what does this bode for the midterm elections? And Karl Rove has offered to assist Lieberman on Dickey's behalf. And what's that all about? And Hillary Clinton is saying to Joe Lieberman, think about running as an independent. Search your conscience. She's not saying don't do it. But it's going to, has a potential of dividing the Democratic vote. Let's go to the phones. 349-1320, 866-620, 613-20. Cynthia McKinney is out. She was a controversial figure. And now she's blaming everybody for her defeat, blames everybody, but, you know, it's so unattractive. You lose. There are always a lot of reasons for losing, but she's wanting to blame everybody, and the president, and then she had a, I don't know, she's nuts. Jim in Citrus Heights, hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Hi, Enid. I'm from Connecticut originally. I've been here for 7 years, but, I'm very familiar with Joe Lieberman and his love of the Republican Party, and he's always been a very poor Democrat, but he had quite a bit of money. And now my biggest fear is that he's going to turn the seat over to the Republicans, and he won't have a job, but he will very shortly because the Bush administration will give him a job within the administration.
Well, that may very well happen. That be as a payoff for being one of the few places of support for the president. And certainly, Lieberman is an experienced politician. He had to have known, unless he's completely living in a bubble, that supporting the war and supporting the president as he has was not going to bode well for his reelection prospects. How could he not know that? So was there some deal that went down? You support us, we'll do something for you down the line if you lose? I wouldn't be surprised.
I'm certain of this. He has just been so bad through the years, and I've been to many a protest that is.
Do you have your radio down, Jim, or off?
I'm sorry?
Do you have your radio off? You can't be talking to us with your radio on.
Oh, I'm on a cell phone. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. All right. We're hearing all this background noise. But anyway, okay, I think you could be right. I think that maybe some kind of a deal went down. And I thank you for the call, 349-1320-866-2626-1320. What are your thoughts about Joe Lieberman, who conceded to Lamont? He vows to run in November as an independent. The White House has offered its assistance in the form of Karl Rove, Karl Kiss of Death Rove. Dick Morris says that Joe is going to rise again, but he doesn't say whether it's going to be Yeast or Viagra that will do it. Hillary Clinton says, you know what, search your conscience. Is this something that we can sort of look at as a harbinger? You know, I want to be careful about this, but looking at it as a harbinger for what will happen in the midterm elections. And let me just share this with you. This is, once upon a time, it was considered news when a senior official in Washington blatantly lied to a Senate committee, but not anymore. If the Bush administration has proven anything, it is that the big lie is just as effective today as it was 60 years ago. I bring this up because one of you said, people are finally beginning to see through the smoke and mirrors, the propaganda, the lies that were used to sell the war. I hope they are. I hope they are, but I'm not jumping on that bandwagon just yet. One of the most egregious examples occurred a few days ago when Senator Hillary Clinton challenged Secretary of Defense Rumsfeld over his constant optimism about Iraq. I know you feel strongly about it, she said, but there's a track record here. This is not 2002, 2003, 2004, 2005. When you appeared before this committee and made many comments and presented many assurances that have, frankly, proven to be unfulfilled. Senator, Rumsfeld replied, I don't think that's true. I have never painted a rosy picture. I've been very measured in my words, and you'd have a dickens of a time trying to find instances where I have been excessively optimistic. Is he kidding? Oh, so homey, so Rumsfeld-esque, and so utterly absurd, writes the New York Observer, Charles Kaiser. And yet, this is how America's leading news organizations covered this exchange. The Washington Post and the New York Times didn't even quote this part of the exchange at all. The Los Angeles Times said that Rumsfeld, quote, issued a point-by-point defense and insisted that he had not been overly positive about Iraq, end quote. The AP and the NBC Nightly News ended their APZ Associated Press ended their stories with Rumsfeld's denial and offered no rebuttal of it. The CBS Evening News noted that Rumsfeld, quote, disputed Clinton's contention that he had painted an overly rosy picture. Chris Wallace reported on Fox News that Rumsfeld, quote, Rumsfeld gave as good as he got, end quote. Now it took me, and this is Charles Kaiser writing in The Observer, it took me 5 minutes and three Google searches to produce a slew of evidence that the defense secretary was telling a whopper. Last December, the Washington Post reported that Defense Secretary Rumsfeld today urged Americans to be more optimistic about the situation in Iraq, saying that people on the ground there have more optimistic views than what is being portrayed in the U.S. media. Tim Russert quoted Senator Chuck Hagel on Meet the Press last year saying things aren't going better, they're getting worse, to which Rumsfeld responded, quote, that is just flat wrong, we are not losing in Iraq, and so on. It may be too much to ask these harried reporters to perform three Google searches on deadline, but Senator Clinton had actually anticipated that. After Rumsfeld spoke, she inserted into the record her own list to prove her point. Seven quotes from Rumsfeld in front of congressional committees, including, quote, my impression, said Rumsfeld, is that the war was highly successful. Rumsfeld also said, I do believe we're on the right track. And another six from press interviews. These included such memorable lines as the following from Rumsfeld. I can't tell you if the use of force in Iraq would last 5 days or 5 weeks or 5 months, but it certainly isn't going to last any longer than that. Whoa. I'll give you that again. Here's what Rumsfeld said. I can't tell you if the use of force in Iraq will last 5 days, 5 weeks, or 5 months, but it certainly isn't going to last any longer than that. And, of course, this one, in response to a question from Jim Lehrer in 2003, asking how American troops would be received in Iraq, Rumsfeld replied, quote, there is no question but that they would be welcomed. Oh, and how is it that the American public will begin to come alive, we hope that they can see through the smoke and mirrors, when the press remains in a nearly comatose state when it comes to looking at these, you know, the press is so busy splitting it down the middle. Well, Hillary Clinton accused Rumsfeld of painting an excessively rosy and optimistic assessment in Iraq, and Rumsfeld said, no, I never did. And that's where they leave it. She said this and he said that in response. They never go back and look at the record and say, she said this about Rumsfeld. He denied it, but he was lying, because here's the record. Here's what he has said in previous times. They are not doing it. And throughout, they have been cheerleaders and stenographers. They're beginning to come awake, but only barely. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you're listening to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much. Enid, lows tonight 65, maybe 69. Highs tomorrow 98. We're at 92 here in the awesome River City now. Our traffic building up a little bit, 50 over top of the mountain as you guys are headed on home. South Bend 99, as usual, by Fruit Ridge Road. And I giggle. I mean, there's no really bad accidents. It's just so slow over there. And I go home sometimes that way and really wonder why. Because I watch people just stop or slow down for absolutely no reason. So you guys speed up, but be careful, okay? Southbound Cap City Freeway, just north of Elk, we do have a pedestrian in the middle of the roadway. Back with more Enid Live at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Shaking up the Weasel Empire.
We'll make America where we want it to be. A literate country and a hopeful country.
It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Are you paying too much for your prescription drugs? Maybe you don't have prescription drug insurance, or you missed the government's recent Medicare deadline. What if you could save up to 80% on your prescriptions delivered right to your door? It's possible if you order from Canada through Glenway Pharmacy. Glenway is a Canadian pharmacy authorized to fill prescriptions to U.S. residents. And Glenway has low Canadian prices on over 1,500 drugs like Fosamax, Plavix, Lipitor, Norvasc, and many more. Over 50,000 customers depend on Glenway for lower drug costs. Just call Glenway Pharmacy toll-free for a free prescription catalog. Call 1-866-865-2211. That's 1-866-865-2211. You can save up to 80% on your prescription drugs. Call Glenway Pharmacy, 1-866-865-2211. That's 1-866-865-2211. Call right away, 1-866-865-2211.
Time now for Green Talk, brought to you by Spuds Greenergy. Here's your host, Dr. Brooke Waters.
Thank you, Jim. Our guest today is author and talk show host, Mr. Rich Limburger. Rich, welcome.
Good to be here.
Let's talk about your book, Our Planet, Some Like It Hot.
Yes.
In it, you say the Earth can take whatever we can dish out.
Mm-hmm.
Explain.
It's true. Global warming, that's just nature's way of making the Arctic more livable.
More livable?
Right.
For whom? Polar bears?
Polar bears, schmoller bears. I'm talking people. Houses, cars, highways. And it puts us closer to the oil.
Closer to the oil.
That's right. Easier to get to, cheaper to buy.
And more to burn.
Face it, Brooke. It's our way of life, and the world wants what we've got.
Uh-huh. Dirty air and traffic jams.
Had enough hot air? Join the movement to Smuds Greenergy, delivering power from renewable fuels with low environmental impacts. The cost is pennies a day. See your Smud bill for details or log on to smud.org/green.
That's all for today. Tune in next time when we take your calls about the environment.
The wackos.
Until then, this is Brooke Waters for Green Talk.
Up the Weasel Empire. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
3:41 on the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. So Monday through Friday, this is where you can find me. This is where I hang out. This is where we can get together and have a real conversation and have real radio. And your homework assignment, remember, is to tell 3 to 5 of your friends every single day. Even if you don't have that many friends, this is a good way to make them. And certainly you can, you know what? It's like, do you remember there was a, there have been these series on television, oh, since television probably first got started, where people, you know, appear out of nowhere and drop money in your lap, that kind of a series. Have you ever seen those kind of, anyway, you're doing the equivalent of dropping some good thing into somebody's lap by telling them about a good thing that could be useful in their lives. And it's a great way to talk to people in the checkout line if you're stuck in the checkout line, or if you're stuck in any kind of a line, if you're stuck in the line at the post office or wherever you are, you can let people know that there's something worth listening to on the AM dial. Because I think a lot of people have given up on AM radio and they've gone just right to FM. And I think they might like to know that we're here. And we haven't done a lot of advertising. In fact, we've done zero advertising. but people are wanting bumper stickers. Now, some of us don't wonder whether that's a good idea or not. Would you put them in your car if we made them available? What would you like the most of? Tell me what you would really use. Would it be a T-shirt, bumper stickers? Somebody talked about these magnetic things that you can put in your car window and you're not doing any damage to the car. You know, you can put it in the window. You can take it out, and it's not sticky. Would that be a thing that you want? So let us know what you want, because we are considering it. And Friday, get the Sacramento Bee, because this is where you're going to meet Lauren Haley, who answers your calls when you call Enid Live. And she started out here as an intern. And I think in the wake of the Devil Wears Prada, they were trying to get the inside scoop on what it's like to be an intern for somebody. So she wrote in, unbeknownst to any of us, and the Bee picked her, and they sent out Florence Lowe yesterday, a photojournalist who took all of our pictures, and I don't know what's going to appear in the newspaper, but anyway, it's going to appear, and it's going to appear in the Friday Scene section. So I give you a heads up if you want to know what goes on around here. Maybe I shouldn't tell you to read it. We'll see. We'll see what it says. In any event, you can join the conversation. These are your airwaves. And if you are a Republican, if you are conservative, if you and I are diametrically opposed, it doesn't matter. These are still your airwaves. We might slug it out. We might come to blows, or we might agree, strangely enough, but you will be heard. 349-1320. Or, if you're outside the area code, 866-620-1320 doesn't cost you a penny to call. You will be heard by more people than you probably meet in the whole rest of your life. You can email me, enid@kctc.com, and we stream live 1320 Sacramento's left channel. I want to remind you that in the next hour, we're going to be talking with New Yorker writer Bill Buford, who has written a bestseller. It's high up right now on the bestseller list. It's called Heat. And what he has done is he apprenticed himself to Mario Batali, Molto Mario, if you are a Food Network person. The subtitle is An Amateur's Adventures as Kitchen Slave, Line Cook, Pasta Maker, and Apprentice to a Dante-quoting Butcher in Tuscany. Oh, I cannot wait to talk to Bill Buford, who's a wonderful writer, and I want to know what he found out about cooking, because I think it would be kind of fun to do this, but I think that Mario is tyrannical. And I think working in a kitchen, I know that there's a high rate of drug use in restaurant kitchens. I want to hear about what really goes on there. And if they don't like you, are they really spitting in the food? But we'll find out the answer to all of that. What we are talking about right now is the fact that Lieberman won over Lamont in Connecticut. Cynthia McKinney is toast. So goodbye. Adios, Cynthia. She's going out in a blaze of blaming everybody but herself. And I also want to add to the conversation. Well, first of all, if you're just joining us, Karl Rove has offered to help Joe Lieberman in his bid as an independent. Some of you have called in to suggest that maybe some kind of a deal went down because in exchange for Lieberman's support of Dickey and of this ridiculous war in Iraq, of which the new CNN poll says 60% of us want out. 60% of Americans oppose the Iraq war. We are against it. I think this is even higher than those who were in favor of it originally. 349-1320. So Rove has offered on Dickey's behalf to help Lieberman in his bid as an independent. I suppose trying to fragment the Democratic vote more, as some one of you suggested. Hillary Clinton is asking him to search his conscience as to whether or not he wants to run as an independent, but she might as well save her breath because he's going to do it. He has been in office all these years, and he wants to continue to be in office. And I don't think people want to take defeats lying down if they've been so successful all these years, and they become rather arrogant and think that they can't be voted out. So he's going to show them, he's going to run as an independent, and I don't know what that will do to the Democratic vote in Connecticut. I guess we're just going to have to see what happens there. In the meantime, one of you called in to say, people are finally starting to wake up. This is a good harbinger. Dick Morris thinks that Joe will rise again. But the New York Observer is writing that Rumsfeld lies and the press takes a nap. Hillary Clinton challenged Rumsfeld on painting a rosy picture of the war. And this is really a referendum on the war. This, and you know what else? I think the other thing that that Lieberman got dinged for is that he was too namby-pamby. I think what we want is somebody, we are so angry at Democrats who have folded consistently in the face of this administration. The slightest bit of pressure, Democrats have folded. They have been given all the ingredients that you need, more than the ingredients you need to bake the cake, and they have not been able to bake the cake. They have snatched defeat from the jaws of victory, I think, would be the way to put it. So here is Lieberman, who is so supportive of Dickey and so namby-pamby and so in favor of the war. And I think everybody just said, forget it. We want out of this thing. This thing is the worst. We are opposing this. And adios, Joe Lieberman. Well, Joe decides that he's going to, you know, if he cared about the Democratic position here, he wouldn't run as an independent. But what he cares about is his own career. And here is Rumsfeld lying to Hillary Clinton, and nobody, first of all, most of the press doesn't even report what he said, and those who do cut it down the middle. Well, she accuses him of painting a rosy picture, and he said, I never did. Well, all you had to do is Google it a couple of times, and you'd find out all his rosy assessments. And that one quote is just an amazing quote, and I know I've heard it on Randy's show. He said something along the lines of, I can't tell you if the use of force in Iraq would last 5 days, 5 weeks, or 5 months, but it certainly isn't going to last any longer than that. Really? What year are we in this war? What year are we in? Year three or four? Something like that? We started off in year three, in 2003? I mean, this is... No leading newspapers or networks offered. Nobody rebutted the lies that he told on his own behalf. And it's that information is easily available. It's one thing for the administration to say, you know what, global warming isn't settled science. Just like the tobacco industry for years, for decades, said, you know what, there's no correlation between tobacco smoking and cancer. It's not settled science. Oh, it's not? So then if you're a reporter, you got to go through all this scientific data and what does it say and what doesn't it say and blah, 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 blah. But this is easy. This is cut and dry. Hillary Clinton says to Rumsfeld, and where has she been, by the way? Somebody said Hillary better be looking at this election in Connecticut because she too took a kind of a namby-pamby stance. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. Well, lows tonight right around 65, 68. We might see highs coming up tomorrow about 98, 99. Now, Laura corrects me. We checked it out, and you know what? She's right. The degrees is at 96. Thank you, Lauren. You're so fabulous. Traffic, disabled vehicle, eastbound I-80 at Northgate Boulevard, Madison Avenue, just west of Dewey Drive. You have two-car crash, ambulance, and emergency vehicles are blocking the lane. Westbound I-80 at Trucks the Road, we have a pedestrian as well standing in the roadway. And southbound Cap City Freeway, just north of Elvis, we do have, though it looks like a defective signal light is there as well. Back with more Enid Live, you can log on at 1320leftchannel.com. I'm Lisa West for traffic and weather from the left at AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Harris with Smart Balance. Chances are Smart Balance will be known for more than great buttery spread. Now we have a delicious peanut butter and a remarkable light mayonnaise. We call them Smart Balance Omega Peanut Butter and Omega Light Mayonnaise. New Smart Balance Omega Peanut Butter is all natural with 1,000 milligrams of omega-3s per serving. Like our spread, it has no hydrogenated oil and no trans fat. It has no added refined sugar, and you won't have to refrigerate it. So spreadable, it's incredible. We deep roast premium peanuts to give our Omega peanut butter extra flavor. And new Smart Balanced Omega Light Mayonnaise also gives you an omega-3 wallop in every tasty dollop. Plus, natural plant sterols to help offset cholesterol with half the calories of regular mayonnaise. New Smart Balanced Omega Peanut Butter and new Smart Balanced Omega Light Mayonnaise.
Available at Raley's, Safeway, and most other supermarkets. If you can't find it at your local market, be sure to request it.
Over the last few decades, we've sold a lot of copiers and toner. This is John White at Inland Business Systems. We believe recycling is a key element of conservation, and our recycling programs make it easy for Inland's customers to participate in our conservation efforts. Our Savin customers are actively encouraged to mail their used toner cartridges to Savin's Recycling Center through Inland's Toner Cartridge Return Program. By recycling, Inland's customers help to keep plastic out of landfills and conserve the material and energy required to make new cartridges. At Inland, we will continue to engage in these types of environmental programs and green partnerships to do our part in protecting the earth for future generations. And of course, we'll be glad to help your business with its copier and printer needs, whether it's sales, leasing, or Inland's legendary service. We're Inland Business Systems, locally owned and doing business the right way for nearly 30 years.
The Morning Retort with Scott and Sam.
When they shared some saliva,
bad times for Lincoln, because he was just standing there.
I know.
Doing what they have to stand there. The president comes in, and all of a sudden the president reaches out and feels him up and gives him one on the cheek, and it's like, oh my God.
But you didn't even see that response, though. Had he pulled a German chancellor and given that, like,
look,
then I think people would have responded and connived.
Scott and Sims, mornings 5:30 to 9 on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
For a limited time at Sleep Train, purchase any Sleep Number bed by Select Comfort, Simmons, Beautyrest, Sealy Posturepedic, or Stearns & Foster mattress set, and you'll pay no sales tax. Plus, on approved credit, you'll sleep free for up to 12 months. Sleep Train is your ticket to a better night's sleep.
Everybody loves a party.
At Tobacco Republic, it's all about fun, quality, and selection.
If you're a cigar lover, you know that cigar smokers are a unique breed.
They're as flavorful and complex as the cigars they enjoy so much.
The resident tobacconist will guide you to the perfect mix of premium cigars selected from the top brands and rare boutique lines.
Make the trip to Loomis and visit Tobacco Republic.
And find out why new people every day call Tobacco Republic
my cigar store. Tobacco Republic's goal is to serve the needs of the casual cigar enthusiast and the most astute aficionado.
Choose from ST DuPont,
Porsche,
Bugatti,
and Lotus Lighters,
or Lamborghini Humidor.
Tobacco Republic, open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 8.
Sundays, noon to 6.
Tobacco Republic, proud to be California's largest distributor of the Rocky Patel vintage cigars.
Come to Tobacco Republic
and experience the largest and most unique selection of premium cigars.
Shop for a friend.
Or just hang out in the relaxed cigar lounge.
Meet new people and have some fun in Loomis on Taylor Road.
Tobacco Republic,
Sacramento's premier tobacconist.
Rodney Carrington, live. Friday and Saturday, August 11th and 12th, at Silver Legacy's Grand Exposition Hall.
What's shopping this afternoon, y'all?
Went to that Walmart Supercenter. My God, that's a man's shopping center, I tell you. Get your damn hair cut, your taxes done in there. Full service bank, you gotta put a bar in there, what's the other?
Come sing along with Rodney Carrington.
I like my women like I like my chicken. A little bit of fat on the end. Not too much, not too little, just enough to make
Rodney Carrington.
Think I'm dancing with a man.
Friday, August 11th at 9 p.m. and Saturday, August 12th at 8 at Silver Legacy's Grand Exposition Hall. Tickets are on sale at tickets.com or silverlegacy.com. Or call Silver Legacy at 1-800-MUST-SEE.
Mama's got her boobs out chilling.
Don't miss Rodney Carrington at Silver Legacy's Grand Exposition Hall. You must be at least 18 to attend. And don't miss live HBO Boxing After Dark, August 19th.
Dr. Enid now, 349-1320.
356 on the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7. Let's head over to the phones. We're talking about Lieberman. We're talking about Rove's offer of assistance to Lieberman in his loss. But he now wants to run as an independent in Connecticut. Marjorie, calling from Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Hi, Enid.
Hi, Marjorie.
I already heard Karl Rove's words coming out of Lieberman's mouth at the time Lieberman made that whatever kind of speech that was when he lost. And the Rovian words are, the Democrats look like they don't care about security.
You know, how many times do you want to get him to lose? Don't you just want to throttle this man?
Oh, I tell you, I could figuratively kick his butt.
Exactly. I mean, I think this is exactly why he lost. There's a kind of sanctimony there and a kind of righteousness, and he plays right into undermining his own party. What used to be his own party, but guess what? The party's over for him. I thank you, Marjorie, for the call. Thanks very much. 249-1320, Nancy in Elk Grove. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Hi, Enid.
Hi, Nancy.
I just want to make a comment about what you were talking about as far as Hillary and also Lieberman, you know, the escaping the Democratic Party. I mean, they just left us. And, you know, I heard yesterday somebody who I would really love to see run for president, and that is Feingold and Edwards' ticket.
That wouldn't be bad, but I hope they would be.
To AM 1320 KCTC, Sacramento's left channel. Streaming live at 1320leftchannel.com.
Fierce fighting in South Lebanon. And Israel decides to escalate. Joe Lieberman goes it alone.
I'm running as an independent Democrat, which in some ways is exactly what I've always been.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Bill Whitney. Frustrated by the resilience of Hezbollah, the Israeli leadership met today and decided to escalate the battle. CBS News correspondent Alan Pizzi reports from Tel Aviv.
A buildup of troops and armor began even before the Israeli security cabinet adopted a plan to push up to 30,000 troops into Lebanon. The major expansion of the ground war will begin in earnest at the discretion of the Israeli prime minister. Reports in the Israeli press say it will be held off for 2 to 3 days to give diplomacy a chance. But Israel is in effect challenging the UN to get on with the job of brokering a workable ceasefire.
In fighting today, reports say 15 Israeli soldiers were killed, and among the Hezbollah guerrillas who've died, one Israeli TV station says the army has found members of Iran's Revolutionary Guard, identified by papers found on their bodies. Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah delivered a defiant speech today, vowing to keep fighting to the last shot. But he announced a policy shift, saying Hezbollah now agrees with the Lebanese government's plan to deploy 15,000 troops in the south. Now this.
When other ways of getting to sleep don't work, there's something you should know. Tylenol PM relieves pain and sleeplessness with the pure pain relief of Tylenol and a sleep aid that's safe and non-habit forming when used as directed. So it will help when other ways can't. Stop. Think. Tylenol PM.
Copy USA email bag. Jesse emails, Dear CompUSA, are you guys really giving away 10 grand? You better believe it, Jesse. $10,000. And there's a guaranteed winner every day, now through Saturday. As if that's not enough, we're also putting all our Apple computers on sale for the first time ever. It's all part of CompUSA's huge back-to-school sale, where we got it, we get it. No purchase necessary. Must be 18 or older to enter. Void or prohibited. Store visit required. See store for details.
He was their party's nominee for vice president, but Senate Democrats dropped Joe Lieberman like a hot potato when he lost yesterday's primary in Connecticut. They've rallied around the winner, Ned Lamont, leaving Lieberman alone to make his case for supporting the war in Iraq.
Issue by issue, I'm loyal to my party, but I always try to do what I think is best for my state and country.
He filed papers today to run as an independent. White House spokesman Tony Snow sees this as a cautionary tale for independent Democrats.
If you disagree with the extreme left in their party, they're going to come after you.
It's happened again. CBS News correspondent Howard Arenstein explains.
Federal officials are offering a $10,000 reward for information leading to the return of another stolen government laptop. This one was taken from a vehicle driven by a special agent of the Department of Transportation in the Miami, Florida area. Letters are going out to some 123,000 people whose social security numbers, dates of birth, and other private information may be at risk. Those are all people in Florida who've been issued commercial driver's or pilot's licenses.
As a wildfire burned through the town of Valley, Washington, Sharon Edwards and her fiancé were among the people who evacuated. They won't be going back.
On the news, we've seen our house go up in flames. That was devastating.
It was one of 19
devastating.
Nine structures that burned. They had very little time to save their possessions.
We had about 30 to 45 minutes. We got important papers out. We lost everything.
Now firefighters think they have the flames contained. When they're shiny and new, all cars look good, but their real beauty, or lack of it, comes out after we've driven them a few years. CBS News correspondent John Harchi reports.
Judging dependability by the number of repairs owners report on their three-year-old cars, the top five are Lexus, Mercury, Buick, Cadillac, and Toyota.
Three out of those top five brands are non-luxury brands, which is one of the stories of this year's study.
J.D. Power's Chance Parker says the trend is that more basic models have closed the reliability gap with the luxury models. Paying big bucks for your next new vehicle will not necessarily buy you fewer repairs.
It probably guarantees more bells and whistles, but that's probably the only guarantee.
At the bottom of the dependability list, a luxurious SUV, Land Rover. John Harchi, CBS News, Washington.
Three more American soldiers have died in Iraq, killed by enemy action in Anbar province west of Baghdad. Sectarian violence in the Iraqi capital has gotten so bad that last month nearly 2,000 bodies arrived at the morgue. You're listening to the CBS World...
American Health Radio programs can be heard every Saturday and Sunday morning on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Learn how you can look and feel better by supplementing your diet with natural herbal products. Tune in each Saturday and Sunday morning on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel, and listen to these informative and enlightening programs to learn how you can join the millions of people who have improved the quality of their lives. Tune in Saturday and Sunday mornings to AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Sacramento summer's making your house feel like an oven? Now you can protect it from the blistering heat with the same product NASA uses on its spacesuits. Radiant Barrier Heat Shield, the smartest, most effective, and affordable way to insulate your home. Don't let the summer get the best of you. Call A Better Insulation now at 1-800-656-2463 and let Dennis make your home a naturally cooler place. A Better Insulation, the smartest decision for your home and family. That's 1-800-656-2463.
Enid Live continues on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
4:06, 6 minutes after 4. You're live with Enid on Enid Live, AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. There are lots of ways of contacting me, enid@kctc.com. We stream live, 1320leftchannel.com, or you can call. It's always toll-free if you're in the 916 area code, 349-1320. And if you're not, 866-626-1320. Our guest in this hour is Bill Buford. He's a wonderful writer. He has written for The New Yorker. He has been an editor, and he has a brand-new book out called Heat. It's on the New York Times bestseller list. It got a starred review from Publishers Weekly, which is always a big deal. And Bill Buford joins us today. Thank you, Bill. Are you there? Hello, hello?
Hello.
Oh, there you are. Okay. We thought we lost you again. We've had all these technical gremlins today.
I'm here.
Oh, this is good. The book Heat is subtitled An Amateur's Adventures as Kitchen Slave, Line Cook, Pasta Maker, and Apprentice to a Dante-quoting Butcher in Tuscany. So
that's
here you
are. Isn't it?
Well, no, I love that. I love it. I think this is... You had gone to school at Berkeley.
That's right.
And somehow you wound up on the East Coast. You edited Granta.
That was the thing that came in between.
And then you were writing for The New Yorker. And then you decided that you'd had enough with desk jobs. And what possessed you to apprentice yourself to Mario Batali, Molto Mario? Tell me what happened.
Mishaps and misadventures and mistakes, I think. I had, preposterously, I invited Mario to dinner even though I didn't know him. I was hosting a birthday dinner for a friend, and the friend knew Mario. In fact, the friend was Jay McInerney, since I was the fiction editor of The New Yorker, and Jay's a fiction writer. Jay suggested Mario, and I thought, well, why not? And to my surprise, he said, and my delight, he said yes. And to my wife's astonishment, he said yes. And then we figured out what to do, and we made nothing but a bunch of mistakes. But he arrived with a sack full of wine and a big slab of raw pork fat and immediately took over the evening. And my last image was his leaving the home at 3 o'clock, or actually he left at 5 o'clock in the morning, but my last image was of him around 3 o'clock in the morning playing air guitar to Neil Young's Southern Man, and I thought, this guy's a character, and I went into The New Yorker the following week and proposed that we should do a profile of him for the magazine, and the editor, in his wisdom, or lack of, suggested that maybe I should write it, and I thought, this is a great excuse for me to do something I've always wanted to do, which is work in a real kitchen, work in a professional kitchen, and get a glimpse of what those guys got. And that betrays my own amateur's interest in cooking. But I'd always thought that maybe one day I'd befriend a cook and he'd let me in, or she or he would let me in the back, and I would have a chance to learn something of what they know. And I thought this would be a great ploy for writing about Mario, is if I worked in his kitchen, and then maybe I'd learn something about him, and then, more importantly, I'd learn something I didn't know.
Now, wait a minute. Let's back it up. When you had Mario over for dinner, did you make that dinner? You prepared the dinner?
I prepared the dinner. It was a typical Bill Buford chaotic affair, characteristic of the time. They're less chaotic affairs now. Way too ambitious, fancy sauces, wild mushrooms, pastries that I'd never made before.
Where did you learn?
In the middle of the chaos, he just did gradually take it over. First by seizing on a piece of meat that I'd cooked and decided to rest in aluminum foil, and he said only a moron would do that. And thereafter, he sort of really took over the meal. I mean, actually, he was a great guest because... Well, he learned. Well, I later had him over for dinner when the magazine piece eventually appeared, and I thought this could be a book, and if I have Mario's blessing, I can go back into the kitchen and then write a book about the experience. I had him over for dinner, but this time he cooked the meal.
But wait a minute. Doesn't it take an awful lot of self-confidence or stupidity to have somebody like the cooking horsepower, the cooking wattage of Mario Batali to dinner?
Stupidity.
I mean, you must be. How did you learn how to cook?
You got the right word. It was stupidity. But actually, it wasn't, because one of the things I've learned about cooks is they like being cooked for. And one of the things that you learn about chefs who run high-powered restaurants is that they're almost never cooked for because everyone's too intimidated by them to cook for them. But in fact, it was a remark that Tony Bourdain once made, that he said. You know, the whole experience of the kitchen is about domination. You're dominating air, you're dominating time, you're dominating ingredients, you're dominating heat, and you're trying to dominate a schedule. And when you leave the kitchen, there's nothing better than being utterly submissive. And when you eat, you want nothing but submission. And it's a thing I've subsequently learned, but it accounts for the dispatch and ease with which Mario agreed to my invitation and came over to eat.
So when you decided to make yourself a slave or to apprentice yourself to Mario, were you being paid for it?
No, it's the tradition I subsequently learned of called trailing or doing a stodge or being an extern. There's lots of different names for it in different countries, but it's basically the premise is that you go work in a place for however long it takes to learn whatever it is that person has to offer. And what I didn't realize is that there was actually a slot there at the restaurant that I was filling, and it was the slot for the so-called extern. And people at cooking school, usually the Culinary Institute of America here on the East Coast, have to do a six-month externship at a restaurant where they work for nothing and sort of, you know, it's like what doctors do when they work in hospitals and things like that. It's a very similar thing. So I was filling that slot. I was just at the thinking I would just cut some carrots and get a glimpse of how a kitchen works. But in fact, because the slot was there and I ended up filling it, it showed me all the possibilities of being in the kitchen. I didn't go there intending to be a kitchen slave. I really went there to do research for an article, and I thought it would just be a couple weeks, but it ended up being 6 months just for the article, and then I felt I had to go back.
What was it like? What happens in a kitchen? It seems to me, I mean, I always like to say I cook, but not in the kitchen. When I know how to make for dinner are reservations. I have a palate so illiterate it moves its lips when it's reading a menu. I have all these things that I say.
These are very good. My buddy's writing these down.
I don't cook, I assemble. But, you know, when you think about the timing of getting food out and getting it out for every, you know, for a dining room filled with people, and you are at the mercy of their appetites, quite literally, how does this work? And I know that there's a high rate of drug usage, or at least I've heard that there is, in kitchens. What goes on? I want to hear what happens in the kitchen.
Well, there are two kitchens, to be fair. There are two kitchens. One is the prep kitchen, and that's basically where everything is made that is going to be served in the evening. It's if it's not actually completely prepared, it's prepared 90% of the time. And that's like a factory. And it was very instructive because it was really like going to school, and I would stand in the middle of the prep kitchen, and I'd look around and go, oh, that's how you cook octopus. I always wondered how you cook. I did not know about it. I had ever thought about how you cook octopus. But that's what you do with chocolate, and that's what you do with quail. And it was like an intense education. But when you're in the service is the evening, and that is a very different drill. It's a very, very small kitchen. It's an extremely popular restaurant. It does about 350 covers in a tiny little place. And that's an intense, coordinated, almost like a dance, where all the stations come together to prepare a ticket. A ticket is the order. And it'll have a dish from the pasta station, it'll have a dish from the saute station, it'll have a dish from the grill, and they all come together at exactly the same time. And it's very, very intense. It's extremely coordinated. It works very, very fast. And everybody in the height of service is on a kind of adrenaline high. And I have to admit, I really liked it.
Tell me what really goes on. So everybody, it's a ballet, it sounds like, in a small space where there's a lot of adrenaline and you have really tight deadlines, worse than as a writer. So what will we be surprised to know about what goes on in a kitchen under those circumstances? And what did you learn from your apprenticeship there?
I learned I could write a book about it, I suppose. But,
and you did, and it's called Heat.
But the most surprising thing I learned is how different the world is. You go into the swinging doors of a kitchen, and you lose your referentiality. You lose your reference to the outside world. There are no windows. There are no clocks. You're not allowed to use the telephone. There's nobody doing email. You're in a box space with working under extremely high temperatures in an extremely cramped space, performing to an extremely high standard, and having to work with a lot of people. And it makes for it's something of a military hierarchy. It's probably like being in the military. And it makes for just intense, wild relationships with all these people that you have to work together. And it's like stepping into some kind of time box. You leave New York, which is a perfectly civilized city, characterized up to an extent with some sort of politesse and the rules of social engagement and political correctness, and you walk into this place which is characterized by aggression, brutality, sexism, racism. It gets crude.
What kind of brutality in a kitchen? And do they really spit in the food if they don't like it, if you've been nasty to the waiter?
They don't. They certainly didn't there. And in fact, all the sort of the horror stories I did not see. It is the case, though, that the kitchen is very aware of the customers.
How are they aware of the customer?
Somebody orders like a ridiculous order. Everybody will laugh at them.
What constitutes a ridiculous order? Give us.
Just getting sort of the most obvious pasta dish split between two, and the most obvious fish dish, or something like that. And it's a restaurant which is characterized by its ambition and its kind of culinary sense of adventure. But mainly, the most illuminating thing was probably what happens at the end of the night, and that was instructive. And that was, don't go to a restaurant at the end of the night.
Why? What happens at the end of the night?
You know, that whoever's in charge is downstairs trying to work out the tasting menu for the next day. The next person is in charge is sorting out what has to be ordered for the next day. The people in the kitchen are allowed to drink after 11 o'clock. They're really tired. They've been working very hard for 6, 7, 8 hours of service, plus 6, 7 hours prep before that. They're wanting to clean up. Some people are cleaning up. Some people are throwing out the dishes, and then somebody walks in at the last possible minute and has a table of five and orders the tasting menu, and you can be very confident that that's not a tasting menu cooked with love.
My guest is Bill Buford. His new book is called Heat. It's on the New York Times bestseller list. The subtitle is An Amateur's Adventures as Kitchen Slave, Line Cook, Pasta Maker, and Apprentice to a Dante-quoting butcher in Tuscany. You know, Bill, we used to do shows sometimes live from Aspen, and Food & Wine magazine has for 20-some years now had an annual, the Food & Wine Classic at Aspen. And it's like a rock star, rock stars from the culinary world, and I did interview Mario Batali, and he is treated like a rock star. He's always wearing orange shoes, whether they're orange Crocs or orange high-top Converses that are not laced up.
He is a rock star. The only thing he's missing is a band.
He's a little bit of an overweight rock star, as a matter of fact.
And he's something of a cartoon.
Yeah.
If you have the privilege of meeting him, anyone like him for the rest of your life. Shakespeare did a pretty good approximation in that character called Falstaff.
What did you learn in that kitchen about cooking, actually? You were ambitious and creative, or you wouldn't have had Mario Batali over for dinner, not easily intimidated. But now you find yourself in a very cramped, very high-pressured food environment. And what are some of the skills that you learned? Learn to do it more quickly? Learn to do it under pressure?
I learned an inventory of a whole bunch of dishes. I learned how to cook meat, which is sort of one of those things that people think they know how to do and never know how to do, mainly because no one can ever describe how you cook meat because it all depends on the heat. By the end of the day, I learned how to make pasta by hand, and I learned how to butcher animals. I mean, there were basic skills that I learned, but I think over and above anything else, I think I learned simplicity. I mean, that's probably the lesson that I've taken away from working in kitchens and use now at home. I've learned that if you can get a good ingredient, whatever it is, today I went to the Green Market in Union Square in New York City, and I got the season's peaches, and I got fresh corn, and I got sort of the fresh herbs, and whatever it is, these are the things that you can celebrate. You can make very simple things with them, and I think I've just learned simplicity.
I think that's a wonderful thing to learn. More as we continue, my guest is Bill Buford. He's a wonderful writer. The book is called Heat. It's on the New York Times bestseller list. And I have questions for you, Bill, because I really want to learn how to cook in a better way. I want to learn how to cook so that I'm not intimidated to have people. I'm thinking that if I had anybody over for dinner, the mortality rate would be particularly high that evening. But possibly I'm deluding myself. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Okay, you two, you've got me extremely hungry right now, even after Lauren's, her mom's Rice Krispie Treats. Yummy good stuff. We should tell him that recipe. Here's the recipe. Well, not exactly for disaster, but 99 by Fruit Ridge Road southbound isn't quite disastrous, but we do have two car accident there. Two vehicles got into it right before Fruit Ridge Road, and a big rig and a truck got into it right after. Very slow traffic, almost to a stop as well, so you might want to avoid that. Also, we do have a little bit of backup, 50 over top of the mountain. Our lows tonight, 69, highs tomorrow right around 98, and we're at 93 in the River City. Log on 1320leftchannel.com. I'm Lisa West for traffic and weather from the left at AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
We may not have solved America's problems yet, but we're working on it on AM 1320
Sacramento's Left Channel.
It's your right to listen to the left.
Do you need a new car, truck, or SUV, but you have challenge credit, no money down, or maybe you owe too much on your trade? You could qualify for 0% interest on a new Chevy, regardless of your credit history. This week at Paul Blanco Chevrolet, bankruptcy, divorce, or late pay credit cards, it doesn't matter. You could qualify for 0% interest on the Chevy of your dreams, regardless of your credit history. Paul Blanco Chevrolet on Florin Road, 866-TOP-DEAL, or paulblanco.com.
Choose from hundreds of pre-owned Hondas, Toyotas, Chevys, Dodges, or Fords. Many under $10,000. And if you have challenge credit, you'll need no money down to apply. Plus, when we make a deal, we'll pay off your trade no matter what you owe and possibly even lower your monthly payment with no money down. Paul Blanco Chevrolet in the heart of Sacramento on Florin Road. 866-TOP-DEAL or paulblanco.com.
Most of us get too little omega-3s in the foods we eat. I'm Bob Harris with Smart Balance. Chances are you've tried our delicious Smart Balance buttery spread, popcorn, and omega peanut butter. Now we're introducing a great new light mayonnaise. It's Smart Balance Omega Plus Light Mayonnaise with flax oil and natural plant sterols. New Smart Balance Omega Mayo gives you 500 milligrams of omega-3s per tablespoon and helps offset the dietary cholesterol in eggs and other foods. You don't need all that fat and mayonnaise to make delicious sandwiches and salads. Smart Balance Light Mayonnaise has half the fat and calories and natural plant sterols plus an omega-3 wallop in every tasty dollop. Enjoy my new Smart Balance Omega Light Mayonnaise and get omega-3s and natural plant sterols as a healthy bonus. Check it out on smartbalance.com.
Available at Raley's, Safeway, Winco, and Albertsons. If you can't find it at your local market, be sure to request it.
This is another AM 1320 Left Channel Action Calendar. The Town and Country Democratic Club will host a debate discussion about the issues surrounding the plan to construct a new Sacramento arena this Wednesday, August 9th at 7:40 p.m. County and city officials have entered into a deal with Maloof Sports Entertainment to build the arena in the downtown Sacramento rail yards. To that end, the Sacramento County Board of Supervisors have voted to add two measures to the November ballot, one to approve a quarter-cent sales tax that would raise $1.2 million over the next 15 years. A companion advisory measure will ask voters to decide if they want that money to be divided among arena construction and community projects. On August 9th, Supervisor Roger Dickinson will represent the pro-arena viewpoint, while a representative from the People United for a Better Sacramento will represent the opposition. That's this Wednesday, August 9th at 7:40 p.m. at the Detterdine Park Clubhouse, 1415 Rushton Drive. Information and directions are at tnconline.org.
If loving Enid is wrong, we don't want to be right. AM 1320.
424 on the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. You could join the conversation. My guest is Bill Buford. He's a wonderful writer, and his new book is on the New York Times bestseller list. It's called Heat, and he apprenticed himself to Molto Mario, Mario Batali, at Mario's restaurant in New York. For what masochistic reasons, I'm not entirely clear, but I think he learned quite a lot. And I want to ask you some questions, Bill Buford. And if any of you listening have questions for Bill Buford, please feel free to call in. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. A couple of questions I want to ask you. My good friend, Marion Cunningham, believes that we have turned our homes into motels because we don't know how to cook anymore. We're microwaving stuff. We're buying takeout. Could you speak to that?
Yeah, I think that's probably true. I think it's an extraordinary time, I think, in the history of civilization that I don't think there's ever been a time when people know less about food than we do now. And it's not even just the making and the cooking of the food. It's actually a fundamental ignorance about where our food comes from and what meat is and what good livestock is and what good food tastes like and what bad food is. It's like the second or third generation of, to my mind, to supermarkets, which have so removed us from the food process and so removed us from the kind of agrarian reality of food that we're all sustained on a kind of end product thing, and it's not just a fast food nation. It's like I used a kind of different metaphor. It's kind of like a nation of big food. It's all food that can be made in factories and shipped in industrial-sized quantities and refrigerated in trucks and distributed to supermarkets that all have the same kind of theme music and the same kind of displays for their wares. And it's the the best thing for me out of this whole experience of this book was removing myself finally from an American city and going to Italy and finding myself on a hilltop with my wife, where we learned the ways that Italian make foods and really got closer to the how.
I want to share a story with you, because you, when you're talking about the supermarkets and so on, I grew up on a farm, and my mother tells a story. It was the same farm that my mother grew up on as well, and she remembers that people came out from the summer from Chicago, and would sit under the apple tree, and when she and her brothers were kids, they'd offer an apple. They'd pick an apple from the tree and offer it to these people from Chicago, and the lady sniffed that she didn't want the apple from the tree. She wanted it from the supermarket. So, I mean, it sort of characterizes, there's a kind of disconnect that continues to this day. And I'm curious to know, in a time of that we don't cook very much, we seem to be more interested in good restaurants. We seem to be more interested in channels like the Food Network. We seem to be buying a lot of cookbooks. I'm wondering if it isn't a kind of food porn that is a substitute for actually cooking.
There's something to that, certainly. It's been a question that's been perplexing me a lot of late, not least because I'm writing about food television for The New Yorker, so I find myself in the unfortunate position of watching, I tried to watch 72 hours of food television without interruption and was relieved to discover that after midnight they do repeats so that I could get some sleep. So it's been a question that's been pressing. And the only, one of the things explanation I have for food television is that it makes people feel good in the same way that they would have felt good if they were in the kitchen and they were 10 years old and their mother was making food and they have that kind of that around the hearth feeling, because otherwise I can't see what people are getting out of most of the stuff that they're putting out. But there is a kind of feel good thing, and
I don't know
if I would call that food porn, but it is a kind of like simulated food experience. It's not that different from the simulated food experience that you get from going out to a restaurant, where you can get the food that you want without having to actually connect to any of the food and how it's made.
Well, when you went to Italy, how did you see that Italian? What did you see when you looked at Italians and their relationship to food and how they prepared food? How is it different from the way we do it?
It's just simpler. I was working in a butcher shop predominantly. I did go into the mountains above Bologna to learn how to make pasta as well, but it's simpler. For instance, with meat, where the animals come from and you know how they're raised, and I learned to taste good meat from bad meat and what good meat looks like and bad meat looks like, and in bad meat you can taste that the animal wasn't exercised, that it was fed grain almost exclusively rather than grass. I mean, once you know the difference, it's profound. You're living in an economy that's just a little bit closer to the farm. So you buy all your ingredients from a local market, and you're aware of the seasons, and you're taught how to prepare the food of the seasons. So your basic inventory is dictated by the seasons. It's a very old-fashioned way of cooking, but it often makes for the most intense flavors, and then the flavors that you can celebrate, because the food isn't picked before it's ripe. It's not shipped under refrigerated conditions. It just got picked from the farm maybe that morning.
I remember being in Spain a few years ago when there was only one cooking school in all of Spain, and the reason was that people didn't go to cooking school to learn to cook. They learned it at home. They learned it from their families. I don't know how much that has changed, but I was astonished to realize that, and that is something that's not happening here.
And that's one of the reasons why, at least in New York, and I'm sure it's the case in California, that most of the real cooking is done by Latin Americans, and most of it's done by Latin Americans because they are the ones that don't need to go to cooking school to learn how to cook, because they knew how to cook from, that was how they grew up. They grew up in conditions in which they had to prepare their food. I had very interesting conversations with a team of an extended family of Mexican prep cooks in the Babo kitchen, whom I befriended and who are still my friends. And the Jesus, the kind of the leader of this extended family, explained that most of what is prepared at Babo, they grew up preparing. They would never go to a McDonald's. There was a McDonald's in the local town of Puebla where they all came from, but it would have been regarded as going out to a three-star restaurant. It was very expensive and was the equivalent of somebody's weekly wage. But instead, they would know how to prepare all this great food from the stuff that was often available from them that they grew themselves.
If I were to ask you what the most surprising thing about this odyssey that you embarked on, what would you tell me?
Are you still speaking
to Mario? Did it ever get so hot in the kitchen that it threatened your relationship with each other?
Oh yes. I don't know if that was entirely surprising. Mario is a person who wears his character not on his sleeve but all over himself. The kitchen had a sort of aggressive reality that was the premise. I knew what the premise was when I went in there. I think probably the thing that ultimately surprised me is that so many of the really good cooks are just wild, extreme, excessive, obsessive, outsized personalities. And it's not just one like Mario. It's Mario, and it's his prep cook Elisa during the day, and it's Marco Pierre White who taught Mario how to cook, and it's this butcher that I worked with in Italy. They're all gigantic people, not physically so much, just gigantic personalities. And my whole background was really literary. I've been the fiction editor of The New Yorker, and I dealt with Saul Bellows and Philip Roth and very big-sized personalities, but I didn't feel, if anything, I thought I was dealing with even bigger personalities in the food world. There's something about food which just makes for passionate insanity.
That's a wonderful title for something, Passionate Insanity. Well, we have an in-house question. One of the people here deals with game and is trying to get a rare, you know, to prepare steaks that are very rare and do it in just the right way. Is there a secret to that?
It's touch. It depends really on the thickness of the steak. But if you got something that's like 1 or 2 inches thick or less, the best thing I find is to cook it hot on a dry surface, either on a grill or straight over a flame like a barbecue, and to cook it on both sides and start touching it as soon as you can.
What do you know when you touch it? What does it tell you
to touch it? When it's uncooked, what you're touching is kind of spongy, soft tissue, and it feels raw. But as it cooks, it starts to firm up. And the more it firms up, the more cooked it gets. If it's got a certain spring to it, and often what cooks refer to as test the spring in the palm of your hand, if it's got a certain spring to it, it will be rare. If you cook it a little bit longer, it'll have the spring will be a little bit tighter, it'll be medium rare. If you cook it a little bit longer, it'll firm up like a drum, and that will be medium. And then if you want to ruin it and hammer it completely, then that's well done.
What advice would you give somebody like me who wants to be a better cook? Well, who wants to cook, period.
don't try to do too much.
Do things that are simple.
Learn the seasons. I mean, at the moment, you know, it's something really simple. Like at the moment, it's cucumbers in the market. And like we will have our cucumbers tonight with really good olive oil and some lemon zest and a little bit of dill sprinkled on top with salt. And that's just figuring out the elementary ways of doing what the season is producing.
You know, I learned from Marion Cunningham. She was a great, and Alice Waters as well. They're both great fans of farmers markets. So for somebody like me to go to a farmers market and where you get a wonderful array of ingredients are available to you, produce and so on, and you can make a simple salad, maybe grill some salmon, and you have a wonderful and very easy and really lovely dinner.
That sounds like a great meal.
And that's something I can manage. Well, and I make pesto, too. I make Marcello Hazan's pesto recipe. But
already, you've got a very complicated menu. It's getting way too complicated.
Are you going to go back to being in the literary world? After you've been in all these hot kitchens, are you going to go back to your previous life as a literary icon?
No, well, I don't know if I was ever a literary icon, but that I think that bit's done. No, I'm...
You're not going to be an editor anymore?
No, I don't. I think I've lost my desk job, and in fact, we're about to. I'm writing about food now, so I'm about to, for the New Yorker. But we're also about to go to Italy, and I'll probably go back and do a couple of days back of the butcher shop, too.
Well, it sounds like a wonderful life. The book is just marvelous. You are a terrific writer. Bill Buford, it has been a great pleasure to have you on the program today. The book is called Heat, An Amateur's Adventures as Kitchen Slave, Line Cook, Pasta Maker, and Apprentice to a Dante-quoting butcher in Tuscany. Thank you, Bill Buford.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. Heating things up tomorrow, right around 98. Tomorrow night, low 69. And our traffic's looking all right. Although 99 northbound at Fruit Ridge Road. On the way to the airport, I want to caution you, if you are headed that way, please, on the right-hand side, we do have a three-vehicle accident slowing traffic up just a little bit. Right there before the airport exchange. Accident emergency vehicles at Dewey Drive at just south of Madison Avenue due to two trucks and a car got into it there. Westbound 50 just east of Sunrise Boulevard, a disabled vehicle. Log into 1320leftchannel.com. You can check out everything that we do. Things that Enid are doing, Scott and Sims, and of course all of AM 1320. I'm Lisa West at Sacramento's Left Channel.
Shaking up the Weasel Empire. It's Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
Come check out the great new condos at Laguna Oaks, where we're having a builder.
Whoa, whoa. We're not quite going for that vibe with this one.
But come on, man. This is what sells.
Yeah, actually, though, I'm pretty sure you're thinking about used cars there. See, we're talking about the relaxed atmosphere over at Laguna Oaks in Elk Grove, where you can put yourself into a condominium home for as low as $205,750.
It's unbelievable.
Well, unless you're one of the people who have already done the math, found out buying's better than renting, and have taken advantage of this deal.
If you rent, you must be insane!
I don't know if I'd go that far, but with Laguna Oaks offering no down payment and no closing cost, it does make sense to look into.
But wait, there's more!
Now you're talking. You get your own garage, access to a state-of-the-art fitness center, and a sparkling pool.
Laguna Oaks!
Right. Call today, 691-1400. That's 691-1400. Dude.
Sorry.
Trent Patterson, how fast do you need your internet to be? Because we know how you are, Trent. You go all out no matter what you're doing. Well, AT&T has a choice of internet speeds for a reason. From fast to super fast and at a better price than cable. You want to download movies, design websites, that sort of thing? Or do you just want to check emails and share photos? With AT&T Yahoo High-Speed Internet, we've got the right speed and the right price for you. Starting at just $12.99 a month when you order online. So that's Trent's world. For everybody who's not Trent, if we can deliver to a speed demon like him, then we have a solution for you, too. If you switch right now from your old cable company to the new AT&T, you can get 3 months free. Visit att.com for all the details. You just know Trent's going to get that super fast speed, don't you? The new AT&T. Your world. Delivered.
Taxes, other charges, and AFUS net cost recovery fee extra. 3 months free bill credit applies after third month and excludes taxes and any premium services. For details of additional charges, restrictions, and requirements, call 1-866-416-6471 toll free or visit att.com/offer details. Not available in all areas.
Are you struggling with too much credit card debt? Sky high interest rates, late fees, over limit fees? Having trouble with just making the monthly minimums? We can help. We're Credit Card Relief. We've helped thousands of people become debt-free in months instead of years, all while saving thousands of dollars. No, this isn't bankruptcy or one of those consumer credit counseling deals or a high-interest consolidation loan. It's Credit Card Relief. We have an outstanding record of performance and client satisfaction. We provide a complete credit analysis and free consultation with a local participating program attorney. If you're serious about getting out of debt, call Credit Card Relief right now. Don't wait for the collection calls to start. The consultation is free and the relief is real.
Call 1-888-808-3939. 1-888-808-3939. That's Credit Card Relief. 1-888-808-3939.
Talk to Enid now. 349-1320.
We're 41 on the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. If you're just joining us, you missed Bill Buford, and he, you know, it just made me feel like running off to the farmer's market and or Italy. Learning how to cook would be no, but a restaurant. Anybody who's worked in a restaurant, if you want to tell us what that's like as well, I'm happy to hear from you. 349-1320-866-626-1320. I'll tell you what people have always said, that it's a hard business to be in because the hours are tough and the demands are tough, and I don't know how great the profit is. Maybe if you're a fancy restaurant like Babbo in New York, the profit is one thing, and I think it's hard work, and I think you have to have a certain kind of magic to be able to do it successfully. 349-1320-866-626-1320. We've been talking about Joe Lieberman. We've been talking about the fact that he conceded to Lamont. We've been talking about the fact that allegedly Karl Rove has offered Dickey's assistance in Lieberman's independent campaign, his campaign as an independent. We've seen that Harry Reid and Chuck Schumer have applauded Lieberman's defeat, and that the White House is tearing into Democrats over Lieberman's loss. Lieberman has filed a petition for an independent candidacy, and Hillary Clinton has said to him, look, search your conscience. I'm not going to tell you not to do this, but search your conscience. Well, forget it. Just forget that. We've also been talking about the fact that Rumsfeld has lied, and he lied to Hillary Clinton in a hearing to a Senate committee. And the press, most of the press didn't mention it. The press that did mention it pretty much cut it down the middle. Hillary accused Rumsfeld of rosy predictions. And Rumsfeld said, I never made rosy predictions. And if you had just Googled a little bit, you would have found out that he, in fact, had made rosy predictions. But nobody in the press really made those observations. So they cut it down the middle. He says one thing, she says another thing, and that's what the story that you get. Nobody tells you what the truth of the story is. So the headline of this story in the New York Observer is Rumsfeld lies and the press takes a nap, which has exactly been the problem in the reporting from this administration. And what is astonishing to me, this is an administration that is completely incompetent in everything but spin. And what they have been able to do is not only to spin things brilliantly on their own behalf, but to look in your eyeballs and lie to you. And the press doesn't call them on it. Nobody calls them on it. Well, the president said this, but the Democratic leadership said that. And that's the way you get the story. And, of course, the tilt goes to the president because he is the president. So even in the ramp-up to going to war in Iraq, everything that came out of the mouth of the administration and then the brilliance of embedding journalists with the military virtually guaranteed that there wasn't going to be very much in the way of independent reporting. In the most recent poll that we have, and this is a CNN poll, 60% of Americans oppose the Iraq war. And this was sent to me by one of you. To kill an the Muslims were saying kill an American. I think that was the message they were putting out. To kill an American. You probably missed it in the rush of news last week, but there was actually a report that someone in Pakistan had published in a newspaper an offer of a reward to anyone who killed an American, any American. So an Australian dentist wrote an editorial the following day to let everyone know what an American is, so that they could know when they actually found an American. An American is English, or French, or Italian, Irish, German, Spanish, Polish, Russian, or Greek. An American may also be Canadian, Mexican, African, Indian, Chinese, Japanese, Korean, Italian, Iranian, Asian, or Arab, or Pakistani, or Afghan. An American may also be a Comanche, Cherokee, a Blackfoot, Navajo, Apache, Seminole, or one of the many other tribes known as Native Americans, or Hopi. An American is Christian, or he could be Jewish or Buddhist or Muslim. In fact, there are more Muslims in America than in Afghanistan. The only difference is that in America, they are free to worship as each of them chooses. An American is also free to believe in no religion. For that, he will answer only to God, not to the government or to armed thugs claiming to speak for the government and for God. An American lives in the most prosperous land in the history of the world. The root of that prosperity can be found in the Declaration of Independence, which recognizes the God-given right of each person to the pursuit of happiness. An American is generous. Americans have helped out just about every other nation in the world in their time of need, never asking a thing in return. When Afghanistan was overrun by the Soviet Army 20 years ago, Americans came with arms and supplies to enable the people to win back their country. As of the morning of September 11, Americans had given more than any other nation to the poor in Afghanistan. Americans welcome the best of everything. The best products, the best books, the best music, the best food, the best services. But they also welcome the least. The national symbol of America, the Statue of Liberty, welcomes your tired and your poor, the wretched refuse of your teeming shores, the homeless, tempest-tossed. These, in fact, are the people who built America. Some of them were working in the Twin Towers the morning of 9/11, earning a better life for their families. It's been said that the World Trade Center victims were from at least 30 different countries, cultures, and first languages, including those that aided and abetted the terrorists. So you can try to kill an American if you must. Hitler did, and so did General Tojo and Stalin and Mao Zedong and other bloodthirsty tyrants in the world. But in doing so, you would just be killing yourself. Because Americans are not a particular people from a particular place. They are the embodiment of the human spirit of freedom. Everyone who holds to that spirit everywhere is an American. Isn't that wonderful? That this was sent to me by one of you, 349-1320 or 866-626-1320. Okay, we can't keep away from it for too much longer. The arena. It's, oh my God. The arena. Here's the headline in today's paper. Arena campaign picks its lineup. Political strategists are named as formal papers are filed. The effort to persuade Sacramento County taxpayers to fund this monstrosity of a new Kings Arena shifted into drive with a formal campaign filing and the naming of a team of political strategists. How much money is going into hiring these political strategists, such as Democratic political consultant Richie Ross? Oh, they are falling into vats and troughs of money. Former supervisor Sandy Smalley says she's volunteering. I wonder why. The Sacramento Metropolitan Chamber of Commerce filed an official statement of organization for the campaign. No contributions, however, have been reported yet, but donations are expected to pour in from Sacramento business and community leaders. How much is it going to cost to pay these lobbyists who, if they think it's such a great idea to do it, maybe they could all volunteer their services. What do you think? Marcia in Antelope. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Hi, Enid. How are you today?
I am very well, Marcia. Thank you.
Good. I am calling in response to that lovely but idealized version of what America is.
I didn't mention the part about how greedy we are.
No, that's...
And that 30% of us don't know what year 9/11 happened in?
These are all good points. But my point is that most of that was true before America became an imperialistic force. And so when Rumsfeld said, we've won, what he was speaking about was, from his point of view as a neocon, quite correct. Do you read The Nation?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
I said, do you read The Nation?
Oh, sometimes.
All right, well, did you read the issue? It's weekly, so, you know.
Tell me the point you want to make.
The point I want to make is never before has America been thought of as an imperialistic country.
And now we are.
And now we are.
Yes, that's right.
So given that point of view, the neocons have won. So when Rumsfeld said the war... has been
yeah,
won.
But that isn't really what he meant. I think he...
No, I know. That's what he...
But you're stretching, Marcia, to give him a victory of neocons.
No.
If that victory of neocons exists, it's a defeat for the rest of us.
It's a defeat for the country. It's a huge defeat for the rest of us, but it should no longer be a secret. That's what I want. My objective is to have Americans understand that that's what we are becoming quickly.
Well, I think we see that that's what we have become. I don't think that there's any secret about that. And you have Cheney creating an imperial presidency. So it's an imperial country and an imperial presidency that's sort of like being a king. There's no transparency. Everything's done in secrecy. All kinds of civil rights are being suspended.
Absolutely.
I mean, this is just a horrible situation.
Absolutely.
And I think it's so massive and such a huge shift in our thinking that what we do instead is to try to ignore it. And we go shopping and we think about how great life is here. If you just stay in your own neighborhood and don't think about what's going on.
And that's very, very lucky for the neocons, isn't it, that we don't have an attentive public?
Well, not only not an attentive public and not an engaged public, but a public of 30% of whom don't know what year 9/11 occurred in. Marcia, I thank you for the call. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you're listening to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. I'd love it if you copied me. Don't forget. I'll remind you. I'll email you. That's beautiful. I love that. 69 for the low tonight. We're receiving highs 98, 99 for the next couple of days. We are 95. Went up a couple of temperatures. Our traffic 99 southbound at Fruit Ridge Road slowed down. That two-car collision I was telling you about earlier has not been cleaned up yet. Using the farthest to the left in the next lanes to travel, the right-hand lane is absolutely blocked. We've got Edison Avenue and Howe Avenue in North Sac. Hit and run, though, no injuries. Emergency vehicles there. Northbound Cap City Freeway just north of J Street. Another accident. We do have some minor injuries there. And 99 at West Street. Ambulance and emergency vehicles stopping the lane. Back with more Enid Live at AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
Fox Car Batting is Sacramento's only authorized top name brand mattress clearance center with big savings on closeout, mismatched, exchanged, and slightly blemished mattresses. Visit the Rockland store on Five Star Boulevard off Stanford Ranch.
The Mike Malloy Show.
The planet still exists and hasn't burned up into a cinder. 75 years from now, there will still be an Israeli-Palestinian conflict. You know it as well as I do. If countries like Israel or Palestine still exist, if any of it still exists, 1,000 years from now, it's going to be the same thing. 10,000 years from now, it's going to be the same thing. You know it as well as I do. There is no solution. There is none.
The Mike Malloy Show.
Weekdays 7 to 10 p.m. on AM 1320.
Sacramento's Left Channel.
Hi, this is News 10's Jennifer Smith. The Schwarzenegger administration admitting today that California has no contingency plans for heat emergencies. But they say they are now working on a plan following last month's deadly heat wave, the heat wave that claimed at least 140 lives in California. We have more on this right now on News10.net. And Ellen and Jay Leno in a battle to book the ping pong champ, the 80-year-old who wants to take on the governor in a game, and he's going to get his wish. Join us for News 10 at 5.
Do you dream of having the kind of money to lead a worry-free life? It's possible if you have an edge, a genuine plan to build wealth. And you can do it without earning any more money than you make right now. Listen carefully, because now you can get a free interactive CD that can put you on the road to cutting taxes, slashing interest rates, and building real wealth. Wealth you can call your own. It's called Ideal Wealth Builder. And you can get the starter kit absolutely free by calling 1-877-655-7793. With Ideal Wealth Builder, you don't need to be wealthy to get wealthy. The secret is shrewd cash flow management. Ideal Wealth Builder can help you keep up to 10% more of your gross monthly income guaranteed. And that's just the beginning. So call right now for your free interactive CD with shipping from Ideal Wealth Builder. Call 1-877-655-7793. 1-877-655-7793. That's 1-877-655-7793.
Elliott's Natural Foods has been serving the Sacramento area with fine nutritional supplements, premium food products, and the most up-to-date nutritional information for over 50 years. Hi, I'm Carsan Elliott for Elliott's Natural Foods. As pioneers of natural foods and supplements, Elliott's Natural Foods originated bulk food buying, custom vitamin formulations, and daily discounted prices on every item we sell. We did this so you can take care of your family the natural way at prices you can afford. At Elliott's, you get the newest nutritional information free. All you have to do is come into Elliott's in Folsom and Citrus Heights to experience the best of what we do every day. After 50 years, we know how to fulfill your nutritional goals. Come into Elliott's Natural Foods today in Folsom and Citrus Heights and experience the best service, the best information and prices, and no gimmicks. Elliott's is at Greenback and Fair Oaks in Citrus Heights and East Bidwell and Glen Drive in Folsom. Come in today.
Miss a little, miss a lot. Stay with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
.456 on the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. We're talking about a lot of different things in our Idea Lab, the Idea Lab that's called Enid Live. And here is, first of all, if you listened to Channel 10 reporting that that the Schwarzenegger administration admits that it had no contingency plan for a heat emergency is pretty astonishing, don't you think? And you also have an arena that has picked its lineup in terms of the political strategists who are going to try to get ram this thing down our throats. You've got Democratic political consultant Richie Ross. How much is this going to cost? Who's going to pay for it? I'm assuming it's private monies that are going to come streaming in for this. But I think, I just think this is the dumbest idea in the whole world. The Sacramento Metropolitan Chamber of Commerce filed an official statement. No contributions, however, have yet been reported, but donations are expected to pour in from Sacramento business and community leaders. Former Sac County Supervisor Sandy Smoley, now a healthcare consultant, also announced that she would serve as a volunteer spokeswoman and fundraiser for this effort. So she's going to cheerlead this thing through. In addition to high-profile volunteers like Smoley, the committee has hired plenty of professional help. They are expected to use TV ads, mail, and other campaign strategies in their attempt to accomplish what some political operatives consider. Going on in the coming election, and we have lots of scandal too today. I'm Enid Goldstein, and this is Enid Live.
You're listening to AM 1320 KCTC, Sacramento's Left Channel. Left Channel. Streaming live at 1320leftchannel.com.
CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney. On both sides of the Israeli-Lebanese border, it's been a very violent day. Hezbollah rockets hit the Israeli town of Matula while Israeli ground forces battled with Hezbollah fighters in southern Lebanon. Reportedly, Israel's army suffered its worst losses of the year, 15 soldiers killed, and officials warn as many as 200 could die in the operation approved today.
I'm Robert Berger in Jerusalem. Israeli armored columns moved into Lebanon under heavy artillery fire hours after the security cabinet approved an expanded ground offensive. Troops plan to move up to the Tani River, 18 miles from the border, in a bid to end rocket attacks and drive Hezbollah out. Officials say the operation could last 30 days.
Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah made a televised speech today saying he welcomes a showdown and vowing to escalate the battle on his side.
Nasrallah called on all Arab residents to leave the Israeli city of Haifa, saying that if Israel continued its attacks on Lebanon, that Hezbollah would retaliate strongly and with force against the city of Haifa.
CBS News reporter Kristen Gillespie in Beirut. Nasrallah also announced a policy shift today, saying Hezbollah would accept 15,000 Lebanese troops in the south. He lost the Connecticut primary and the support of Democratic leaders, but Senator Joe Lieberman refuses to give up.
I'm in the fight to the end.
He filed papers today to run as an independent. Lieberman's Democratic colleague, Connecticut Senator Chris Dodd, campaigned for him in the primary, but today threw his support to the winner.
This morning, I'm endorsing Ned Lamont, the United States Senate, to be our candidate and to be the next United States Senator.
Dodd said he regrets Lieberman's decision to stay in the race. The drive to provide medical insurance for the youngest Americans appears to be paying off. CBS News correspondent Nick Young has that story.
There are still a lot of American children who lack health care coverage, about 8 million of them. But a University of Minnesota study has found that's an improvement.
There's a decrease in the number of uninsured kids by 2 million children.
Associate Professor Lynn Blewett says there are signs of a positive ripple effect.
There's a lot of evidence that suggests that coverage matters and getting them to school and keeping them healthy and keeping their parents at work.
Nick Young, CBS News.
While mothers are urged to watch what their kids eat, a Harvard researcher warns against going to the opposite extreme. Dr. Allison Field says moms who are too diet conscious can give their daughters the wrong idea.
Weight concerns are learned behaviors and attitudes. And I believe mothers or parents in general who are very concerned with their weight are passing on a message, and they may not be aware of that, but to their children that weight is very important and looking a certain way is very important.
On Wall Street, the Dow lost 97 points. This is CBS News.
Hi, I'm Sterling Marley, driver of number 14 Waste Management Chevrolet. You know I can't go anywhere without supporting my pit crew.
Step on it, Sterling. Only got 30 seconds.
That's my crew. Always keeps me on track. So as I was saying, my team at Waste Management has great job opportunities for drivers, mechanics, and technicians.
Go, go, go!
All right. Call Waste Management at 877-220-JOBS to learn more.
From everyday collection to environmental protection, think green. Think Waste Management. Call 877-220-JOBS today.
CompUSA email bag.
Today, Mike emails, Dear CompUSA, just how big is your back-to-school sale? Gargantuan, Mike. For starters, somebody's guaranteed to win $10,000 every day. 10 grand. Plus, there's hundreds of deals, like our lowest price ever on a 17-inch LCD monitor. Under 130 bucks after savings and rebate. It's now through Saturday at CompUSA. We got it, we get it.
No purchase necessary. Must be 18 or older to enter. Void or prohibited. Store visit required. See store for details.
The movie World Trade Center opens in theaters around the country tonight. Rob Milford of Pittsburgh station KDKA talked to members of a preview audience.
Even 400 miles and 5 years removed from the attacks, this audience had a tough time watching the tragedy on film.
It's very moving. It gets you and it makes you remember things.
I'm just shocked at see what happened up there.
My daughter was there when it happened and I don't think she could watch this movie. It's too realistic.
And that begs the question, is it too soon to put this real-life heroism on the screen?
No, I don't think it was too soon. It was long enough. Give it enough time.
Definitely not.
No.
No.
There's
a good time for it right now.
No, I don't think it's too soon.
Rob Milford, CBS News, Pittsburgh.
A Brazilian man accidentally blew himself up at a workshop on the outskirts of Rio. Authorities say he tried to crack open a rocket-propelled grenade with a sledgehammer. Another worker was badly burned. The shop was destroyed and several cars outside caught fire. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News.
Time now for Green Talk, brought to you by Sluds Greenergy. Here's your host, Dr. Brooke Waters.
Thank you, Jim. Our guest today is author and talk show host, Mr. Rich Limburger. Rich, welcome.
Good to be here.
Well, let's talk about your book, Our Planet, Some Like It Hot.
Yes.
In it, you say the Earth can take whatever we can dish out. Mm-hmm. Explain.
It's true. Global warming, that's just nature's way of making the Arctic more livable.
More livable?
Right.
For whom? Polar bears?
Polar bears, schmoler bears. I'm talking people. Houses, cars, highways. And it puts us closer to the oil.
Closer to the oil.
That's right. Easier to get to, cheaper to buy.
And more to burn.
Face it, Brooke. It's our way of life, and the world wants what we've got.
Uh-huh. Dirty air and traffic jams.
Had enough hot air? Join the movement to Smuds Greenergy, delivering power from renewable fuels with low environmental impacts. The cost is pennies a day. See your Smud bill for details or log on to smud.org/green.
That's all for today. Tune in next time when we take your calls about the environment.
The wackos.
Until then, this is Brooke Waters for Green Talk.
Talk to Enid now, 349-1320.
5:06, 6 minutes after 5. Welcome to Hour 3 of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. We have been talking about the Lieberman upset and what that augurs for the midterm elections. We have had as a guest Bill Buford, who's written this wonderful book called Heat. He apprenticed himself to Mario Batali in Mario's restaurant in New York, Babbo. So we've been talking about food, and what we didn't talk about is the fact that if you're a tourist in Rome or in Venice, they charge you more for the food and for everything else than if they think you are a native. So it's a big story in today's New York Times. But we knew that in Venice. We found out from one of the shopkeepers. If you live in Venice, if you're a Venetian, if you're from Venezia, you don't pay the same prices as the tourists pay. And it's kind of not fair. It's very expensive because, first of all, the dollar's weak and the euro is strong. We're talking about the arena. It has picked up a whole roster of Democratic strategists. They expect that the money's going to flow in from business. They're expecting to use TV ads, mail, and other campaign strategies in the attempt to accomplish what some people think is the impossible, and that is to sell this ridiculous arena idea, this monstrosity, to the voters to the tune of 15 years. You're going to harness yourself in debt, 15 years, an additional sales tax, the most regressive tax that there is. So every day there's another insulting story that appears about this arena, and we are so needy in Sacramento. There's so much trash around. There's so many things that we could use this money for, and instead it's going into this ridiculous arena. We've had calls from some of you saying that the arts are suffering in Sacramento. You know, this isn't this is an economic time where the arts are really up against it. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. You can email me, enid@kctc.com, and we stream live, 1320leftchannel.com, and you can always, see what we're doing, check my page, and see what's going on. There was a story in today's this is Peter Schrag. He is saying that Schwarzenegger's act is working big time. This week marks the third anniversary of Schwarzenegger's surprise announcement that he would run for governor, and he hasn't stopped running since. So whatever he's doing, Schrag thinks it's working. But the Los Angeles Times had a really big piece on how Arnold Schwarzenegger changed his mind on Prop 98 and lost the support of the all-powerful teachers union. And it details, if you want to find this on the net, at LA Times, it just details his dealings with the CTA and how the CTA has come to endorse Phil Angelides. Phil Angelides, meanwhile, has been missing in action. So where is Phil Angelides? I don't know. He's going to be, I think, probably going to be on the morning show with Scott and Sims right here on AM 1320 tomorrow. But otherwise, I'm beginning to see spots for him. But I'm not hearing anything much in the press. He hasn't forged the signature issue for himself that is going to get him traction against Arnold. And Arnold, meanwhile, I think is even another point ahead. So I think he's about 8 points ahead now of Phil. And if you have some thoughts about that, I'd like to hear them. 349-1320. What Phil needs to do is what was done in Connecticut. He needs to harness the anger that we feel toward the administration, and he needs to do it. He needs to link Arnold and Dickey together, and so far that hasn't been done. One of the stories that we've covered is a wonderful story about Art Buchwald. Art Buchwald is a syndicated columnist for the Washington Post. For years he covered, he was based in Paris. He's been very ill. He's in his 80s. And he refused dialysis treatment, and so they said, look, you know, there's no choice. The only thing left to you is hospice care. So he checked into a hospice. And if you've been listening to Enid Live, you realize that he was in that hospice for quite a long time. His fancy friends all came to say goodbye to him. But guess what? He didn't die. In fact, he actually got a little bit better. So he finally checked out of the hospice, and he is spending the summer on Martha's Vineyard, I think, or Cape Cod, one of those two. Most people don't get to have their eulogy sung to them by Carly Simon in front of hundreds of people before they die, but then again, most people aren't Art Buchwald. He was an auctioneer in a charity auction, and supposedly he auctioned off Supposedly, he auctioned off Dick Cheney's hunting cap, you know, the one where he shot his friend in the face. We haven't heard about that friend. I hope that friend survived. And then he, remember? I guess Dick Cheney was hunting friends that day. I don't know. You tell me. Anyway, Art Buchwald is apparently a miracle. Fellow Americans, he said, I'm your born-again auctioneer, he told a crowd estimated by organizers at more than about 1,200 people. In 26 years of doing this auction, I never thought that community services would be helping me. It's an auction to support that particular charity. So here he is. He was expected to die. You only go into hospice when the end is near, when you go into hospice care. He decided he did not want further treatment. He decided he didn't want dialysis treatment, so they expected that the end was near. And what do you know? He's a miracle. Isn't this an amazing story? So I think anything is possible. So I like the fact that if you are more optimistic in life, first of all, you have better health, number one. And number two, why not create that self-fulfilling prophecy? I always talk about Tuesday as Lucky Tuesday, and some of you want to know why that is, because my grandmother always thought that Tuesdays were lucky. Well, who knows if Tuesdays are really lucky or not? It doesn't really matter. But if you think that they are, maybe they become a self-fulfilling prophecy. If you think that life is going to be horrible and you're going to be a failure and nothing's going to go right for you, well, then you probably will create that self-fulfilling prophecy as well. So might as well think that life is lucky and it's all going to go your way. Tom McClintock is the state senator, conservative Republican, who is running for lieutenant governor in California. And guess what has happened to his election campaign, his campaign? His campaign has dropped a fundraising letter written by Mel Gibson from the campaign. McClintock made his decision to stop sending a three-page letter composed by Gibson in the wake of Gibson's anti-Semitic outburst following the drunk driving arrest last month. Why did it take him this many weeks to drop the Mel Gibson endorsement? That should have gone out the window in 2 seconds. Robin Williams has joined this long roster of people who are going into rehab. Robin Williams is seeking treatment for alcoholism. He's been sober for 20 years. But he found himself drinking again, and he decided to take measures into his own hands, act proactively, and he is going into rehab. Now, well, I don't know why he felt the need to make that announcement. He didn't do anything like get caught drunk driving, I don't think, but he made that announcement. And the other story that I'm following with a certain amount of glee is the Heather Mills divorce from Paul McCartney. Now, why am I following this story with glee? Well, look at this. This is a woman who lost her leg. And I think has lost her mind, but that's another story. She marries Paul McCartney, who's one of the icons of, a generation or two. She is noted, apparently, for a terrible temper, but here is what has come out. That she was sort of a hooker. That she was sort of a call girl for these rich Arab princes and sheikhs and all of that stuff before Paul McCartney rescued her from that life. Well, I don't know if he knew about it, but it has since come out in the wake of their divorce. Well, she always said it wasn't about the money, but guess what? It's about the money. And the divorce is getting to be nasty, and it's getting to be bitter, and the English press is having a field day with her, and they refer to her as an ex-hooker. Ex-hooker Heather, and they use language about her that I don't understand what it means, because it's idiosyncratic to being English. They call her Lady Mucka, but I don't know what that means, unless she mucked up something, and they call him Macca. So that has some significance, and if anybody knows what that means in England, I would love to hear about that. Well, something that's going on that I like a lot, and one of the things that I think is important in life, is to make things better than you found them. I think that's a really nice way to live. And I like to think that I do that, and I think a lot of people feel that they do that. Maybe I don't. Maybe I'm just kidding myself. But if you see something that's an obstacle, if you see something that's wadded up and a mess, pick it up. Clean it up. The test of this is if you're in a workplace that has a lot of kitchens in it, and people, you see very quickly how people treat the community kitchen not very well. But the idea is, whether it's something as mundane as clean up a mess that you find in the community kitchen, clean up your desk, help somebody who could use your help and for whom it isn't hard for you to step in and help them. Maybe let somebody go ahead of you in a line who looks like they're in a hurry or they are a little more frail than you are. I mean, think about the things in which you can contribute. I don't think we think about that too much because we're busy and we are overcommitted and we are under thoughtful and we think about what we're entitled to, but we don't think about what our responsibilities are and what we could be giving. Some people do, but a lot of people don't. And you certainly, one of the places where you really see this a lot is on the road. Sometimes drivers are courteous and they let you in, and a lot of times they're not so courteous. 349-1320, 866-620-6320. Well, here's a story of some retired detectives. Some of them have worked for the FBI. Some of them have worked for various police agencies. And they want to still keep their hand in, and they want to make themselves useful, and so they have retired. They have volunteered. On the TV police drama Cold Case, Philadelphia detective Lily Rush needs less than an hour to unmask the killer in a decades-old murder every Sunday night. Well, real life isn't quite the same. It can take years to turn dusty boxes of evidence into an accusation that stands up in court. And the Cold Case investigators who have made headlines with recent successes are not sleek Hollywood actors. They are retired cops in their 60s and 70s. From Los Angeles to Maryland, the hot trend in cold cases is special units of retired detectives who are coaxed off the golf course to comb old files for new leads. And the funny thing is, if it's a really old cold case, and you have stuff that seemed innocuous at the time, like a cigarette butt, well, now the technology is so good, and DNA and so on, that stuff becomes relevant. At the time, a lot of that, what could be useful evidence today, got tossed because no one thought that it could be used in any significant way. These retreaded sleuths usually work 2 days a week as unpaid volunteers to bone up on DNA evidence and other new wrinkles in a case. They combine science with their street savvy in questioning witnesses to relieve overloaded staff detectives of some law enforcement's most tedious work. Two of the special squads showed last month that they can get results in resolving mysteries, and this lists some of the cases that have been successfully resolved using these retired sleuths to break the case. And my question is, do we have anything like that here in Sacramento? 349-1320 or toll-free 866-626-1320. So here we are in Sacramento. And we're thinking that having this ridiculous arena is going to make us a world-class city. What it does is, I think it's the equivalent, the civic equivalent of wearing some fancy designer's initials and name all over yourself. It tells the universe how insecure you are and how you're so insecure that you're happy to overpay for the privilege of slathering your whole body with somebody else's name and initials, and they should be paying you to rent your body as advertising space because you're an ambulatory billboard. So I think that if you're of the mentality that you have nothing going for yourself but an arena, and that's the only thing that's going to make you a, quote, world-class city, I think you're absurd. I think you're completely wrong. And to spend all this money, well, you could make yourself a world-class city, and you could do it in a very simple way to begin. We could begin to make ourselves a really even more fascinating city than we are. We already have a lot of things going for us. We are well located. We are between two interesting places, Tahoe and the Bay Area, San Francisco. We are where we are ourselves, which is its own interesting place. The Delta is wonderful. We have agriculture going on here. And we have arts. We have Davis has a terrific arts department, ceramics department, well known for its wine department, enology. Well known for its veterinary school, so we share in all of that. It's just a few miles down the pike, so we've got that going for us. We're the capital of the, what, fifth, sixth, fourth, the number keeps changing, largest economy in the universe. Not the country, the universe, the world, the planet. And so, you know, you have all of that faction going on here. But yet we're a place that's very troubled, and many of the segments are isolated from each other. So that you have, we're number 7 in stolen cars, because you've got that. We've got meth is a huge problem. Crime is a huge problem that we haven't been able to wrap our arms around here. And I know a lot of people have retired from very, you know, very decently paying jobs, and they have very decent pensions. And there's only so much golfing you can do. And there's a sense that you would want to do something meaningful. And so you can. We can all do that. I have been asking people to sign up for campaigns, whether it's Haswell's campaign or Bill Durston's campaign or CharlieBrownForCongress.org. Those are places where you can help. You can help by mentoring in schools. You can help if you are retired law enforcement. Maybe you never want to walk into a law enforcement establishment again because you've had it and you couldn't wait to get your pension and get your retirement going. But maybe you're somebody who doesn't feel that way. Maybe you want to keep your hand in. Maybe you want it gives you meaning, your life meaning, and you feel like you're contributing. So I'd like to know if something like that is happening here in Sacramento, where there's retired detectives getting together on a volunteer basis, maybe coming in a couple of days a week to solve old crimes, cold cases. 349-1320. You can do it in the schools. People who we can mentor each other. In other words, the solution to making Sacramento world-class doesn't require a raise in the sales tax. It just requires a raise in awareness. A raise in consciousness, a raise in wanting to roll up your sleeves and make a difference. And we can all do it. And eventually the dots connect, and you have a whole that is greater than the sum of the parts. What do you think about that idea? 349-1320, 866-620-6320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together. From the left with Lisa Webb.
Thank you very much, Enid. Lows tonight, we're looking around 69. Highs tomorrow, right around 98. We're now at 96 in our traffic. Isn't so bad now that it's, well, what time is it? It's 5:23. Our traffic looking all right there. Southbound 99 to Fruit Ridge Road. We do have westbound I-80 just west of Enterprise Boulevard. Two vehicles that got into a car crash over there. Westbound I-80 at Short. That's over by Davis. Now, I'm telling you about this because of the bridge there. There's an accident. Three vehicles, and looks like a big old truck is stopping the traffic on in or out of Davis. So if you can take an alternate route, that'd be really good. Westbound 50, just east of center of 50, we have a car accident. Three cars got into it there as well. Back with more Enid Live. You can log in to 1320leftchannel.com. I'm Lisa West for traffic and weather from the left at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
It's good for the environment. No air pollution. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. It's All That Biz with Jim Jacoby on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Brought to you by Metro PCS. Here's Jim.
Good Wednesday afternoon, everybody. Well, for the fourth consecutive day, the market lost ground. Apparently, this stalling of interest rate hikes has not done much for the overall market. Today, the Dow Industrials dropped 97 points. To 11,076, while the NASDAQ slipped less than a point to 2060. A couple companies in the news today. BP, that's old British Petroleum, was alerted by employees and contractors back in February of 2004 that the now-shut Alaskan pipeline network probably wasn't being adequately examined. The Alaska governor said he is directing the state attorney general to investigate whether BP might be liable. Charles Hamill, a former oil broker who today lobbies government regulators on behalf of Alaskan oil industry workers, said the company has been cutting corners since around 1999. He said BP shareholders were not well served by the oil producers' cost reductions. On that news today, however, BP did rally up 71 cents to $70.26. Boy, man, this one must really be bad. The Department of Homeland Security has issued an advisory urging people to immediately apply a security patch made available yesterday by Microsoft that fixes a serious flaw in its Windows operating system. Attackers, who tend to work swiftly, could exploit the flaw and gain full control of computers and data inside them. This vulnerability could impact government systems, private industry, and critical infrastructure, as well as individual and home users. But you would think that Microsoft would get creamed on that news today, but they actually managed to rally. They're up 10 cents to $24.44. Take a look at the bond market. After yesterday's rally began to slip today, the 30-year long bond lost a third of a point. This boosts the yield to 5.05%. Oil posted an all-time record high at 94 cents today to $77.25 a barrel. And gold is up $4.70 to $662 the ounce. This is Jim Jacoby from A.G. Edwards for Sacramento's Left Channel, AM 1320.
All That Biz with Jim Jacoby is heard every weekday on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel, and is brought to you by Metro PCS. Permission to speak freely.
Enjoy a delicious grilled steak, and you could win a trip to Maui during the Grill & Win sweepstakes at Safeway. Every time you purchase Rancher's Reserve tender beef with your club card now through August 29th, you'll be entered to win one of 20 grand prize trips to Maui, plus $1,000 cash. And there are lots of other prizes. Hurry into Safeway today. Visit the Great Grilling Center, where you'll find grilling recipes, tools, and ingredients. Enter the Grill & Win sweepstakes at Safeway. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. See store for details. Today, either in-store with your club card or online at Safeway.com, Rancher's Reserve Boneless Beef London Broil is $1.99 a pound. Red Flame or Green Superior Seedless Grapes in the 4-pound container are $3.99 each. And Safeway Select Ice Cream in the 1 3/4 quart size, selected varieties are buy one, get one free. Support the fight against muscular dystrophy. The next time you're at Safeway, look for products with the Isles of Smiles shelf tag to help with funding for this worthy cause. Safeway, ingredients for life.
Buzz than an afternoon caffeine break. It's Eat It Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. A liberal dose of the truth applied daily.
527 on the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. And your job, your homework assignment, is to tell 3 to 5 people every single day that we are here because things are beginning to really gel. And this is good. One of the things that we talked about yesterday, we talked about the fact that according to the newest Harris poll, 50% of us, I believe, 50% of Americans believe that there were, in fact, weapons of mass destruction, and that's up from 36% a year ago. That tells you that conservative talk radio has been successful at getting its blather out, and we really need some pushback. And here we are, AM 1320. We're little rabbits, but we can do it. And one of the things we talked about are here are these retired detectives who can roll up their sleeves, and they are helping crack cases, cold cases, old cases, because there's brand new technology. These are people who still want to remain active. They want to work a couple of days a week. They're volunteering their services. There are lots of ways that we can volunteer and help each other. And the whole will be greater than the sum of the parts. And an idea of a ridiculous arena where some political strategists are going to make a ton of money on a thing that's going to be a losing proposition. Here's who's going to make the money. The political strategists are going to make the money on this deal. Where they're going to, you know, when they buy TV time and all the advertising out, they're going to make a ton of money on it. And we are going to be the losers because that's money that could be used in Sacramento to help us in all kinds of ways where we really need help. And I just got an email from one of you talking about how much trash there is in various areas. You know, you just drive around. Some areas are quite lovely, quite wonderful. Other areas are just trash ridden. And we have an education problem. And we have a crime problem. And maybe if there's a way that we can all mentor each other instead of just saying, hey, it's not my problem, and let me retreat to a gated community. There are lots and lots and lots of gated communities in and around Sacramento. Apartment communities, home developments, everything is gated. We're trying to keep each other out. And guess what? Our salvation lies with each other, not keeping ourselves isolated. And anyway, you can't do it. You cannot build a facility with gates high enough and wide enough and everything else to keep out the things that you're hoping to keep out. You've got to make it a more equal situation. And what we've got here is an administration engaged in class warfare. This is an administration that doesn't really care about you or me. It only cares about the very richest among us, and it gives tax cuts to the very richest that the middle class and the poor have to bear the brunt of. This is a summary. This is a minority report, which was produced at the direction of Representative John Conyers, ranking member of the House Judiciary Committee. The report is divided into two principal parts. Part one, which was released in draft form of December 2005, and part two, released in June of 2006. It is really In brief, we have found that there is substantial evidence, says the report, the president, the vice president, and other high-ranking members of the Bush administration misled Congress and the American people regarding the decision to go to war in Iraq. Now, in the latest polling, CNN, 60% of us don't approve of the war in Iraq. And here's another statistic that tells us everything we need to know, I guess, about what we've become. 30% of us have no idea what year 9/11 took place in. 349-1320-866-626-1320. This report, put together by at the direction of John Conyers, ranking member of the House Judiciary Committee, goes on to say that not only did high-ranking members of the Bush administration mislead Congress and the American people regarding the decision to go to war in Iraq, but it misstated and manipulated intelligence information regarding the justification for such war, countenanced torture and cruel, inhuman, and degrading treatment in Iraq, permitted inappropriate retaliation against critics of the administration, and approved domestic surveillance that is both illegal and unconstitutional. There is evidence that these actions violate a number of federal laws, and they go on to say, and these are really the grounds for impeachment. And let me give you some of it: making false statements to Congress, for example, when saying you have learned Iraq is attempting to buy uranium from Niger when you have been warned by the CIA that this is not the case. The War Powers Resolution and misuse of government funds, for example, redeploying troops and initiating bombing raids before receiving congressional authorization. Federal laws and international treaties prohibiting torture and cruel, inhuman, and degrading treatment. And it goes on and on and on. The list is a very long list. So this is sort of in place. And nothing will happen unless Democrats are in the majority in the next election. So we began the program by looking at what happened in Connecticut, and we hope it's a harbinger, but the chips aren't in yet. Because if Lieberman runs as an independent, that's what he says he's going to do, that could triangulate the Democratic vote. So we don't know what's going to happen there. We do know that 60% of Americans are angry about Iraq, and they don't approve of the war. Now, how that's going to translate, I don't really know. 349-1320-866-626-1320 could be over for the Republicans, but maybe not. Because you know what they're going to do? Here's what Gary Hart thinks they're going to do. Just shortly before the election, Karl Rove will concoct something, whether there's going to be a terror alert or whether there's going to be a terror alert and they make noises like they're bringing the troops back home, I don't know. But believe me, they've got something up their sleeves, and they will do everything it takes. They will try to steal the election. They will concoct some phony event. They have had no scruples in doing it. And one of the things we talked about today is the fact that Hillary challenged Rumsfeld in a Senate hearing, and she said, "You painted a rosy picture," and he said, "No, I didn't." And the press didn't even report it, and what press did report it said she said this and he said that, and they cut it right down the middle, and they didn't report what the truth was. And it would have been easy. All you had to do is Google, and you could figure out what the truth is. 349-1320-866-626-1320. John in Elk Grove. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Hi, Enid. How are you?
I'm good, John. I'm going to spell my name. It's Enid, E-N-I-D.
That's right. Well, I want to throw in a little conspiracy theory to see maybe what you think of that. You know, it looked like the 9/11 happened, and then right after that, Bush administration had taken action on all these stuff. The wiretapping, you know, on the financial and all the other stuff, and also, you know, all the things that was doing secrecy. You know, on these things, they have to plan ahead of time and this long strategy. What is this? Let's say this whole conspiracy theory is that they know Osama is planning this, and they say that to themselves, that, you know what, we need to keep the American up on this. Why don't we let it happen? And then the end justify the means?
Well, you know, I would have thought that idea was preposterous not too long ago. And now I've talked about their complicity in 9/11, and 30% of Americans don't remember what year 9/11 took place in. It's 2001. For the 30% of you I know who don't listen to Enid Live, but who probably listen to Rush because You know, you can say that Bush was briefed that this could happen and he did nothing. So you can say, all right, this is incompetence. But if you do nothing and you know it's going to happen, you can also be accused of complicity, if not active complicity, certainly passive complicity. Well, we'll let this happen. We're not going to do anything. We're not even going to send up any jets and scramble any planes. And then it'll give us a justification to do the things that we have been wanting to do for decades.
Well, the other thing is that look at who's benefit the most. You know, Rumsfeld come from the military industry of building all these military stuff, and so is Cheney. You know, and the company he came from benefit greatly out of this. So those two guys are the strategists for this whole
that's
thing.
Right, that's right. And Cheney for a long time has wanted a more imperial presidency, which is just another way of saying we have a king who's not all that bright and who packed down a pudgy 4 pounds. So now there are stories about how his body mass and his weight are not in the right proportion, and he's eating instead of drinking. Maybe he's drinking too.
It's scary.
Yes, it's very scary, John. I thank you for the call. 349-1320, 866-626-2620. We mentioned this briefly, but here it is. The NSA, which has been tapping the National Security Agency, a spy agency, been looking at our emails and listening to our phone calls. Well, they could be. They might not be able to do that because they're risking electrical overload. They're running out of juice. The demand for electricity to operate this expanding intelligence system has apparently not been intelligently planned, so it has left the high-tech eavesdropping agency on the verge of exceeding its power supply, the lifeblood of its sprawling 350-acre Fort Meade headquarters. And this is according to current and former intelligence officials. I just thought that I would tell you this. And also, the U.S. National Security Agency asked AT&T to help it set up a domestic call monitoring site 7 months before the 9/11 attacks. This is claimed by lawyers in court papers filed in New York federal court. So 7 months before 9/11, the NSA asked AT&T to help it set up a domestic call monitoring site. So they wanted to monitor your calls even before 9/11. And this one I love a lot. Listen to this. This is so Republican. Here is a holier-than-thou Republican, U.S. Senator George Allen, Republican for Virginia. This is a guy who's got strong evangelical supporters. This is a guy who is against probably anti-abortion and against Plan B, because these conservatives, who some of whom have IQs not even hovering at room temperature, think that it's a form of abortion when it's not. And here he is. He owns stock, and a lot of it, in Plan B, which is the drug that you're supposed to take within 72 hours of intercourse to prevent pregnancy. So here is a conservative Republican senator who is he opposes a woman's right to choose, but he invests in a drug that does just that, and he has a lot of this. So he is invested in Plan B. I just think that's really interesting. I think that sort of tells us everything we need to know about this crowd, because you know what they're like? They're like televangelists who think that the rest of us are suckers. And so far, I'm sorry to say, they've been right. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Weather tonight, lows 69. Highs tomorrow, we're looking right around 98, 97, 98. We're sitting at 96 here in the River City, and our traffic from the left there is looking all right. 99 southbound to Fruit Ridge Road. Speed things back up again, thank goodness. 55, 60. Southbound I-5 just north of Florin, where we have a disabled vehicle on the left-hand side this time. White Rock Road just west of Scott Road, we have a vehicle as well stalled in the middle. And westbound 50 just west of Folsom Boulevard. Two-car crash there. Emergency vehicles are all blocking the lane. 1320leftchannel.com. Go ahead and log on. You can see what we're doing. Enid Live, of course, Scott and Sims in the morning. You can check out the morning retort as well. Lisa West, traffic and weather from the left today in 1320 Sacramento's left channel.
Taking the left lane all the way home with Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's left channel.
Are you paying too much for your prescription drugs? Maybe you don't have prescription drug insurance, or you missed the government's recent Medicare deadline. What if you could save up to 80% on your prescriptions delivered right to your door? It's possible if you order from Canada through Glenway Pharmacy. Glenway is a Canadian pharmacy authorized to fill prescriptions to U.S. residents. And Glenway has low Canadian prices on over 1,500 drugs, like Fosamax, Plavix, Lipitor, Norvasc, and many more. Over 50,000 customers depend on Glenway for lower drug costs. Just call Glenway Pharmacy toll-free for a free prescription catalog. Call 1-866-865-2211. That's 1-866-865-2211. You can save up to 80% on your prescription drugs. Call Glenway Pharmacy, 1-866-865-2211. That's 1-866-865-2211. Call right away, 1-866-865-2211.
Are you having trouble paying your credit card bills? You didn't expect to get this deep in debt, but now you need a way out. A way to relieve the anxiety. A way to avoid disaster. If you have over $12,000 in credit card debt, call Debt Settlement USA at 1-866-626-6444. Debt Settlement USA understands what too much debt can do. Like the persistent calls from bill collectors, the late fees, the emotional stress. Talk to Debt Settlement USA. They save over $1 million for their clients each month. And they can help get you back in control again, too. If you have over $12,000 in credit card debt, call Debt Settlement USA right now for a free consultation. 1-866-626-6444. They can negotiate huge reductions and help you become debt-free faster than you think. Call Debt Settlement USA right now. 1-866-626-6444. 1-866-626-6444.
Do you need a new car, truck, or SUV, but you have challenged credit, no money down, or maybe you owe too much on your trade? You could qualify for 0% interest on a new Chevy, regardless of your credit history. This week at Paul Blanco Chevrolet, bankruptcy, divorce, or late pay credit cards, it doesn't matter. You could qualify for 0% interest on the Chevy of your dreams, regardless of your credit history. Paul Blanco Chevrolet on Foreign Road, 866-TOP-DEAL, or paulblanco.com. Choose from hundreds of pre-owned Hondas, Toyotas, Chevys, Dodges, or Fords, many under $10,000. And if you have challenge credit, you'll need no money down to apply. Plus, when we make a deal, we'll pay off your trade no matter what you owe and possibly even lower your monthly payment with no money down. Paul Blanco Chevrolet in the heart of Sacramento on Florin Road, 866-TOP-DEAL or paulblanco.com.
More buzz than an afternoon caffeine break. It's Enid Live on AM 1320.
5:43 on the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. We're talking about all kinds of things. We're talking about the election coming up. We're talking about what happened with Lieberman. We're talking about a sleepy press. We're talking about the possibilities that we really could roll up our sleeves and have the kind of city we have dreamed of having, but it's going to take more than a ridiculous arena, an overpriced arena, financed by people who are not who won't ever be able to buy a ticket in that arena. It's just like what the administration is doing. They are giving tax cuts to the richest Americans on the backs of working class and middle class people. We're supposed to have to pick up the slack for it. 349-1320 or 866-626-1320. Ken, in Citrus Heights. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Hi, Enid. I had a question. Maybe you might be able to answer it or lead me to someone that might. I had, I think I spoke to you before. I was in Europe in 2004, actually 2003 and 2004, living there. And during the time I was over there, the United States for 3 days went bankrupt. Everybody that was there went that had, you know, used their credit cards and cash cards and whatever that was on an American bank quit working. I had Wells Fargo, but I went down to, went down to the bank I usually do there, and I asked them what was going on because I couldn't use my card, and they told me that all American cards had been shut off. Because
I don't know anything about that, with the government shut down, but that was in the Newt Gingrich time.
Yeah, that wasn't... It wasn't
so I don't know why that would affect you. Why would that affect you in Europe? I don't know anything about that.
Because all of our the banks were... The country was, what I call it, fiscally bankrupt. They had to make a $3 trillion loan from the Eurobank.
I don't know. I don't, Ken, I don't know anything about that, so I can't help you with that. Is there a point, though, that you want to make about what we're talking about?
Yeah, because when I got back, you know, after 3 days they made the loan and got back. It was front page paper in Paris. Anyway, I got back, and I thought, oh, you know, I didn't think that much about it. Then last year they had a talk show thing where they had a guy from Washington that was online.
Uh-huh.
And I mentioned the same thing to him, and I said, oh, well, I was in Europe, you know, blah, blah, blah. And the country went bankrupt for three days. What happened? And the guy got quiet, and he didn't say anything. He just said, where did you hear that? And I said, I was in Europe. It was all over the papers. He says, what part of Europe? And I said, France. Oh, France, ha, 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 and hung up.
Well, maybe he just didn't have an answer for you.
Well, yeah, I know, but the thing was, it did happen. He knew, and he didn't want to answer.
Ken, I don't know what to say to you about that. You're making a larger point, though?
Yeah, that if they can control in this country, you know, a country being bankrupt for 3 days, they could cover that up.
Well, I don't know that we were bankrupt for 3 days. I never heard about that. If they were bankrupt, I think we're morally bankrupt. I think we're bankrupt in terms of intelligence. So if a couple of bucks get us bankrupt, that's almost an after-the-fact thought. But I thank you for the call. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. And one of the other stories that we have been talking about, and it's a place of a lot of passion for me, is what's going on in the Middle East. I mean, the reports, here's what we're getting. This is what the news is consisting of. It's consisting of what's going on in Connecticut and what is going on in the Middle East. And some of the latest reporting about what's happening in the Middle East. A couple of things. First of all, the Israelis always coming in for a lot of criticism, but the Israelis are fighting for their life on this one. And the left and the right in Israel both agree on that point, where they have often been at odds with each other. And the left has been wanting, you know, peace, and the right has been more conservative, kind of like what goes on here. They are very agreed on this point. And everybody is on the same page. Everybody in Israel, apparently, from the reporting I've seen, talks about this is a fight for their lives. And where in the past they've been able to dispatch some of their foes more quickly, this time they're not able to do it. So there might be the fear that's inspired by having what everybody, your enemies think of a mighty fighting force, is not quite as mighty as it was. And Hezbollah is relentless. And so again, I would say to you, what do you do in a case like that when you are a small country? And listen, let me just say something. This small country, and I read to you the litany of a lot of its inventions and a lot of what it has been able to accomplish, these are things that help us. There have been a lot of medical accomplishments that help the rest of the world. But Israel is always getting it. And here's one of the things they've done. Israel's military has begun calling Palestinians whose homes have been targeted as terror sites in Lebanon and the Gaza Strip. So they're sending telephone messages to these residents saying, you know what, your home has been targeted, get out. They have also dropped leaflets. I mean, I don't know what else what are you supposed to do? But it doesn't matter what they do, because they're always going to be thought of as bullies. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. This is the Daniel Goldhagen, who teaches at Harvard. He is a member of Harvard's Center for European Studies and the author of a book called Hitler's Willing Executioners, Ordinary Germans and the Holocaust. And he has written about Hezbollah and the Hamas attacks have backed Israel into a corner. Escalation, he says, against Iran and Syria might be the best hope. For the second time in the long history of the Middle East conflict, an enemy of Israel has effectively said, we don't care what you do. Hezbollah, in choosing not to return the two soldiers it seized, and in its bombardment of Israel, has declared that it does not care if its war-making leads Israel to attack Lebanon cities, ruin that country's economy, and kill its people. What matters most is inflicting damage on Israel, weakening its morale, and goading it to a level of destruction that will incite the world's wrath. The Palestinians said as much with their second intifada and their suicide bombings. But this is different because Hezbollah's daily rainfall of rockets in Israel portends an intolerable military assault without end. And I want to share with you what Tom Friedman, I've been mad at Tom Friedman for quite a while because he supported the war in Iraq, but he made a really good point in his column today. He says, young Israelis dream of being inventors, and their role models are the Israeli inventors who made it to the NASDAQ. The Israeli innovators who made it to the NASDAQ. Hezbollah's youth dream of being martyrs, and their role models are Islamic militants who made it to the next world. Israel spent the last 6 years preparing for Warren Buffett, while Hezbollah spent the last 6 years preparing for this war. Israel wins when Warren Buffett's company there is fully back in business. Warren Buffett, in case you aren't aware of it, invested in an Israeli company. Not when Nasrallah is out of business, because that will only happen not by Bohr, but when when Arabs wake up and realize that he is just another fraud, just another Nasser, whose strategy would condemn the flower of Arab youth, who deserve and need so much better, to another decade of making potato chips, not microchips. Nasrallah can win in the long run only if he can condemn the flower of Israel's youth to the same fate. Don't let it happen, Israel. This is Tom Friedman saying that young Israelis dream of being inventors, and their role models are the Israeli innovators who made it to the NASDAQ. So Israel has done a lot of innovation, and they have a lot of, I think, more NASDAQ companies than, well, I'll find the statistic, but it's a pretty high percentage. Hezbollah youth dream of being martyrs, and their role models are Islamic militants who made it to the next world. So you tell me what is modern thought. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. We'll take your calls as we continue. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you're listening to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. We have lows tonight near 69 for the next couple of days. 96, 98 is fluctuating. We're at 96 here in the River City. Southbound I-5 just south of Broadway for our traffic from the left. A disabled vehicle on the left-hand side, slowing traffic down a little bit. Westbound 50 just east of northbound 16, another vehicle on the right-hand side. And westbound 50 just east of Rada Road, we have a disabled vehicle there as well. A defective signal light stopped slowing traffic down a little, though, over in Auburn, Industrial Avenue, and Athens Avenue. Lisa West back with Maureen live at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Togo's new sensational salads. Try the new Cobb salad, Mediterranean tuna, or a popular favorite, the Santa Fe chicken. Roasted chicken, black bean and corn salsa, avocado and cheddar cheese, all topped with chili lime tortilla strips. Unique flavors with the freshest ingredients. Try Togo's sensational salad today.
Whether you've thought about writing your memoirs or the next great American novel, if you're an aspiring writer, the place to be this summer is the Sacramento State Writers Conference. On August 18th through the 20th, you'll learn to write novels, criticism, memoirs, poetry, plays, and children's books from successful authors in the field. The weekend features keynote speeches from authors John Lesquoi and Gail Tsukiyama. That's the Sacramento State Writers Conference, August 18th through the 20th. Register now. For more information, visit cce.csus.edu/writersconference or call 916-278-4433. That's cce.csus.edu/writersconference or 916-278-4433 for information on the Sacramento State Writers Conference.
This is Tim Robbins. Both Democrats and Republicans in high levels of government, the military, and intelligence have risked their careers, their livelihoods, and in some cases their safety to expose the lies, duplicity, and potential crimes of the Bush administration. These patriotic Americans are trying to tell us something. When Richard Nixon abused power, Congress held a serious bipartisan investigation that resulted in articles of impeachment. Ask your Congress member to co-sponsor House Resolution 635 for an official investigation into the Bush administration.
Sponsored by AfterDowningStreet.org.
How important is the women's vote?
Well, 22 million single women failed to vote in the 2004 presidential election. That could have made a real difference.
And to think that women in the suffragette movement risked everything in order to attain their right to vote.
Women need to know that they can really change the course of history.
That's why AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel wants everyone to get involved by taking part in the Women's Equality Day Parade on Saturday, August 26th in Sacramento.
The Suffrage Parade will begin at Southside Park at 8th and T Streets at 9:30 a.m.
The Grand Parade.
parade with marchers and floats will then rally on the west steps of the Capitol at 11 a.m. featuring noted speakers and activists.
This is your opportunity to help commemorate and reaffirm women's right to vote.
Make your plans now for Women's Equality Day on Saturday, August 26th.
You can register or get more info at womenequalitydayparade.com or call 916-435-9760. That's 916-435-9760.
Join AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel for the Suffrage Parade Saturday, August 26th.
Protecting your right to choose the left. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
5:55 on the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, so we have an hour and about 5 minutes with each other. We're talking about the Middle East. And let's go right to the phones. Jeff in Rancho. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Hi, Jeff.
Hi, Enid. I just agree with you, but I want to disagree with you about the Israelis complaining that they have to kill the civilians because Hezbollah is so inconsiderate. They live among the people that they're working with. So
Hezbollah is using civilians as a human shield. That's what they are doing.
Well, you mean Hezbollah should be more considerate and saying just by themselves?
You know what, Jeff? Jeff. And I don't know if that's really your name, but Hezbollah started it, and they're using civilians as a human shield. Israel's fighting for its life, so what's it supposed to do? So you tell me, what's it supposed to do?
About the Lebanese children who are being killed.
I'm asking you a question. Hezbollah started it, and they're using civilians as human shields. What is Israel supposed to do? It's fighting for its life. That's really the question. 349-1320. Paul in Rancho. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Hello?
Hi, Paul. Welcome.
Hey, Enid. Like your show, I'm going to have to slightly disagree with you only on this. The problem I have with how you're arguing this is that you're arguing as if there's really only two sides. Either there's you're kind of for Hezbollah or you're for Israel, when in actuality, they've been playing a tit for tat game for so long.
Yeah, but this is a case where Israel feels like it's fighting for its life. Hezbollah started it. Israel pulls out. Hezbollah uses civilians as shields. What do you do in a case like that?
Okay, hold on. First off, just getting back on the basis of the human shield incident, okay? Number one, murder is murder of civilians, period. Number two, Israel has used human shields, too. Check out Amnesty International's website on war crimes from Israel during the Palestinian conflict. It's been done before. I'm not saying Israel's a big evil machine or that Lebanon is a big evil machine, but if they don't want...
Israel is happy to live in peace with its neighbors, but when you're living with neighbors who are dedicated to exterminating you, and every time you do the thing that you were being asked to do to make friends in the area, and then their response is to shell you because...
AM 1320 KCTC, Sacramento's Left Channel. Streaming live at 1320leftchannel.com.
CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney. As Israel prepares to escalate the fighting in South Lebanon, a word of caution from the Bush administration.
The Israeli government needs to take the utmost care to avoid any loss of innocent life.
State Department spokesman Sean McCormick. CBS News correspondent Alan Pizzi reports the Israeli government has decided to send thousands more troops across the border.
A cabinet minister said the operation would last up to 30 days, but Hezbollah is proving a determined foe. At least 15 Israeli troops were killed today, making this the bloodiest day for the Israeli military so far. The Israeli media quoted senior military officers as saying losses could run into the hundreds. The plan calls for a thrust as far north as the Litani River. Everything south of there is already a free fire zone, with Israeli warplanes hitting any vehicle that breaks a round-the-clock curfew order.
Israeli government spokesman Mark Regev says they do not plan to occupy South Lebanon again.
We are prepared to withdraw the moment it is understood that an Israeli pullout will not create a vacuum that Hezbollah can just move into and reestablish itself. No one wants to see that.
Like other Democrats, Senator Chris Dodd abandoned his Connecticut colleague Joe Lieberman today, throwing his support to Ned Lamont, the winner of yesterday's primary. Dodd isn't happy with Lieberman's decision to run as an independent.
I regret that decision, but that was his decision to make. And certainly will have, I hope, a spirited campaign if he stays in it.
Lamont and his supporters exploited Lieberman's support for the war in Iraq.
A CBS News New York Times exit poll shows 78% of Democratic primary voters in the state disapproved of the decision to go to war with Iraq. It's a sentiment that anti-war bloggers tapped into. They waged a successful cyber campaign against their three-term senator. The message? Anti-war and anti-Bush means anti-Lieberman.
CBS News correspondent Trish Regan. Firefighters north of Spokane believe they've got a handle now on a fast-moving, destructive wildfire. CBS News reporter Stephen Kaufman tells us it was started by someone burning trash, even though that area hasn't had rain for 7 weeks.
There are signs throughout this region saying, you know, you cannot burn. It is very dry. Do not burn anything. Burns would be illegal. And this homeowner went ahead and burned trash behind his home. Sparks got picked up, sent into the forest. The result was nine homes burning to the ground and 300 acres burned up.
Homeowners had to evacuate so quickly they left with just a few possessions. Robin Williams often jokes about drinking.
The first purpose of alcohol is to make English your second language.
But right now it's no joke. After 20 years of sobriety, Williams' publicist says he found himself drinking again and has decided to take proactive measures. He's entered treatment for alcoholism. On Wall Street today, the Dow Industrial's down 97 points at 11,076. The Nasdaq lost a fraction to close at 2,060. This is CBS News.
Where do you want to be?
I'll bet you a dollar if we look on Remax.com, we'll just find Remax listings.
I bet you're wrong.
Okay, let's see. Remax, Remax, somebody else, somebody else.
Looks like all the listings to me.
Why would Remax do that?
To give us consumers what we want.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, way cool.
Just like you.
Yeah, thanks, but you still owe me a dollar. Find your perfect place. It's easier than ever at Remax.com. Nobody sells more real estate than Remax. Each office independently owned and operated.
You trust your car to take you places this summer. So who do you trust to take care of your car? Sears Auto Centers. Full-service car care, bumper to bumper. From diehard batteries to all the top tire brands, even on Sundays. All backed with a national guarantee of satisfaction. Come in now and get great savings on Goodyear and Michelin tires during our national automotive sale. You're going places this summer. Make sure your car is going to the place that protects it best. Sears Auto Centers. See store for guarantee details. Exclusions apply. Sale ends 8-2606.
Style and fancy features are nice, but the real test of a car is how dependable it is miles down the road. CBS News correspondent John Harchi has the latest ratings from J.D. Power & Associates.
The most dependable vehicle brands after 3 years are led by Lexus, Mercury, and Buick. Two out of the three are not luxury brands, and J.D. Power's Chance Parker says that's a recent trend. More basic models closing the reliability gap on those pricey vehicles.
The luxury brands have been really introducing a lot of new technologies, a lot of new models. And anytime you do that, especially with new technologies and new features, you run the risk of not getting it right the first time.
Something to consider next time you write the big check for your next new vehicle. John Harchi, CBS News, Washington.
Mary Carey, the porn star who ran for governor of California in 2003, has entered this this year's race against Arnold Schwarzenegger. Carrie says she's changed her hair from blonde to brown because brunettes are taken more seriously. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News.
Sacramento summer's making your house feel like an oven? Now you can protect it from the blistering heat with the same product NASA uses on its spacesuits. Radiant Barrier Heat Shield, the smartest, most effective, and affordable way to insulate your home. Don't let the summer get the best of you. Call A Better Insulation now at 1-800-656-2463 and let Dennis make your home a naturally cooler place. A Better Insulation, the smartest decision for your home and family. That's 1-800-656-2463.
Hi, I'm News 10's Jennifer Smith. Gastric bypass surgery becoming more and more popular as a form of weight control. We'll take a look at the trend and the risks on News 10 at 11.
This is John White, CEO of Inland Business Systems. When you lease or purchase a new Savin or HP printer from Inland, just tell us where you want it, and we'll deliver it and set it up. We're Inland Business Systems, locally owned and doing business the right way for nearly 30 years.
Enid Live continues on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
Six minutes after 6 o'clock. Welcome to Hour 4 of Enid Live. I'm yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Couple of things before we get going on the Middle East. You just heard Channel 10 report on gastric bypass. Everybody wants to do the easy thing. I just met somebody who had a gastric bypass. And the interesting thing is she owns a plus-size women's shop, and she has lost about 100 pounds. And you know what? She can't eat more than a half a cup of anything, even including liquid. At one time, and it's a few more hours before she can, for the rest of her life, she can never eat more than a half a cup of anything, including water. I mean, you know what? It sounds like an easy solution, but I don't think it is. And the other piece of news I want to share with you, according to a survey by Scripps Howard News Service released by Ohio University, it asked over 1,000 Americans to ponder their options in every U.S. presidential election since 1964. Two-term President Dickey, George W. Bush, would lose to both Senator John Kerry and former Vice President Al Gore. 46% of respondents would support Democrat John Kerry in a repeat of the 2004 ballot, while 40% would vote for Republican George Bush. So, interesting statistics. We're talking about the Middle East. And I thought that Tom Friedman's column today was really interesting, which I'll share with you again in just a second. But here is Daniel Goldhagen. He teaches at Harvard, and he has written a piece for the LA Times. And he says, for the second time in a long history of the Middle East conflict, an enemy of Israel has effectively said, we don't care what you do. In other words, Hezbollah's mission is to eradicate Israel. And it doesn't matter what Israel does. It doesn't matter if Israel does this or does that and pulls out of this side or pulls away from that side. It really doesn't matter. Hezbollah's whole mission is to eradicate Israel. Well, for a long time, it wasn't as high-tech as it is now. It's lobbed over, I don't know, about 3,500 missiles over to Israel, rather indeterminately, too, by the way, but they don't come under the same criticism that Israel does. Israel feels that it is fighting for its life. And interestingly enough, one of those rare occasions is happening where both the left and the right in Israel are on the same page. Israel has targeted some buildings because Hezbollah uses civilians as shields. They house their offices in civilian apartment buildings. They keep their rockets and missiles in civilian installations, not in armories. They do everything they can so that Israel can be accused of inflicting the maximum amount of damage on civilians. Israel's military has begun calling Palestinians whose homes have been targeted as terror sites in Lebanon and the Gaza Strip. Military sources said that Israel has sent telephone messages to residents of a house destroyed in the northern Gaza Strip. The message warned the residents that their building would be the target of an airstrike. Israel has also leafleted places. Hezbollah has fired 3,333 rockets so far, but I don't know who's counting and how they get such an accurate count. 349, 1320. And this is what Tom Friedman said about, and he's a longtime Middle Eastern hand, he says, young Israelis dream of being inventors, and their role models are the Israeli innovators who made it to the NASDAQ. Hezbollah youth dream of being martyrs, and their role models are Islamic militants who made it to the next world. You know, to grow up to be a suicide bomber, give me a break. 349-1320. So, if you're a country, a tiny little country, fighting for your life, and you are dealing with people who whose mission is to exterminate you, eradicate you, it doesn't matter what you do, and they start it, and they use civilians as shields, what are you supposed to do? 349-1320. How are you supposed to deal with this? 866-626-1320. You can also email me, enid@kctc.com. Mike, in Fair Oaks. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Hi, Enid. How are you tonight?
I'm very well, thank you.
This is a really important question, and I think there's just probably two options. Israel can put a call out worldwide for its friends to come and help and move forward and annihilate its enemies. Or Israel can release thousands of prisoners and commit to reparations and allow a peacekeeping force to come in.
Why should they release those prisoners when these are people who have done them a lot of harm? Why do you want to do that? Because they're only going to come back at you. And have these been who have been trying to harm some of these Arab countries, they never would have been prisoners in the first place. They simply would have been annihilated.
Well, I don't know. And it's not that I want to do it. I'm just saying here in answer to your question.
There's nothing that Israel, these are people who are dedicated to the eradication of Israel no matter what Israel does.
Well,
so what do you do in a case like that?
Then Israel needs to destroy them.
Well, maybe that is the right answer. I don't know. Israel's fighting for its survival. At least that's what is being reported. That is what people feel, left and right. So for one time, for a change, left and right are on the same page in Israel, apparently.
It's been a horrible situation for a very long time. And the loss of innocent life is caught between these warring religious factions and these tribes who've been warring for thousands.
That's right. And Israel's happy to live in harmony. Israel, Mike, is happy to live in harmony with its neighbors, but its neighbors don't want, and not all of its neighbors. I think it has a pretty decent relationship with Jordan and with Egypt, but it's Hezbollah doesn't want to live in harmony with Israel. Their mission is to eradicate Israel. And if that's the case, what are your options? 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Norman in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Hello, Enid.
Hi, Norman.
Hi. Hey, I'm calling right now.
You've got to have your radio off, please.
Okay. I'm calling just to let you know that, you know, with the war against Iraq, you know, I agree with you. But, you know, when this Israeli-Lebanese thing come up and also this Palestine, right, they're going completely bonkers. Are you a Jewish person that's really...
Norman, tell me the case that you want to make and why you think I'm wrong on this. Tell me what you think is the right answer here.
You interrupt the, you know, people that don't agree with you. But there's not enough time.
Norman, did you call to attack me or did you call to make a point? If you call to make a point, I'm happy to entertain it.
And you're going to cause a lot of problems the way you're...
What's the point that you want to make, Norman? Let's hear it. You got a point to make here?
Yeah, Lebanese people, there's over 1,000 people, civilians have been killed from the bombing of Israel, just for the kidnapping of two people.
This is Hezbollah. This is Hezbollah that deliberately did this in order to bring Lebanon to its knees and have Israel as the bad guy doing it. Now, if you're a country and you are dealing with a group that is dedicated to your extermination and they're using civilians as shields, what would you... A question. You have a chance here to talk. What would you do in a case like that?
Narrow the debate of whether or two... What you say, question, you say, well, how about...
Norman, I'm asking you a question. What would you do in a case like that? Just give me a scenario.
Anyway, you're done.
Norman, you don't have a point to make. 349-1320, it opens up a line. 866-626-1320. Colin in Rockland. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Hi, Enid, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, Colin.
All right. Yeah, I just called. Basically, I think you need a little bit of support here. I think it's pretty unfortunate that everybody is placing all this blame on Israel. I mean, you're right. Israel was the one attacked. I think really the responsibility in this scenario doesn't lie in the hands of Israel. Obviously, Hezbollah is not going to start easier. They're not interested in diplomacy.
They don't want peace. Hezbollah is dedicated to eradicating Israel, and its lifeblood is to make that case to its supporters. So it's not going to convert its mission. There's nothing that is going to convert Hezbollah's mission. This is the whole reason for being, is to exterminate Israel.
Absolutely, and there's nothing that Israel can do in this situation. All they have to do is fight for their life. I think that I don't see why countries such as the United States, Great Britain, Germany can't go after those that actually fund Hezbollah. Take away their rockets. They have no means to fight at that point. I think that
We're overextended for one thing. We are fighting two fronts, and we are overextended. We don't have the military to do it. We're in Afghanistan and we're in Iraq.
Absolutely. I mean, I just don't see why there couldn't be some sort of forceful diplomacy upon Hezbollah supporters such as Syria and Iran. I mean, there's something that can be done by these greater powers.
Well, you would think that something could be done.
Countries to stop supporting terrorist organizations such as Hezbollah.
All right, Matt, I thank you for the call. 349-1320, it opens up one line. Or, I'm sorry, let's head over to Masood. Hi, Masood, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Hi, Enid. I'm a frequent listener, and I really enjoy your show.
Thank you.
It's an interesting debate today about Israel and Lebanon, everything that's going on. I guess I have to disagree with you on the point that you're making, that this is an existential struggle for Israel. I don't know if that's necessarily true. I mean,
well, that's what's being reported.
Well, I mean, by the media that.
Well, it's what's being reported. I mean, when people talk about the number of prisoners that Israel has, they didn't kill them, which I think the Arab countries would have. And you're talking about Arab countries and people who hate Israel who walk in and blow themselves up in restaurants and shopping malls where completely civilian environments.
And
for some reason, they don't come in for the same sort of criticism that somehow Israel does. I think you have to be. I think you have to be an animal to be a suicide bomber.
I think that a consistent and ethical position would be to point out the things that everyone does right or wrong, Israel or the Arabs. But I think, that, for example, what we hear every day, the headlines in the papers every day say, 50, 100, 200 rockets fired by Hezbollah every day, but why don't they say the number of drop bombs that Israel is dropping on Lebanon?
They talk about Israel being the big bully here. And then you had doctored photos from a Lebanese photojournalist that Reuters had to pull off because they were doctored to make it look worse for Israel and better for the Arab side, I think. But anyway, the photos were doctored. That's all I know.
We know that Hezbollah is, the media is saying that, or the reports that are saying that Hezbollah's dropped about, 3,333 rockets in Israel, right?
Right. And a lot of those filled with nails and ball bearings to do the maximum damage.
How many bombs Israel has dropped on Lebanon?
But Masood, it's not an equal situation. You're sitting there, you're doing your own business, and Hezbollah decides that it's going to bomb you, and you are fighting for your life. So to tell me that you did more bombs and they did fewer bombs, I don't think that's a very good argument. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Bill in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. I'll tell you, if somebody came into your house, you'd blow them away. That's what you would do. You'd take your gun if you didn't shoot yourself in the foot first, and you blow their heads off. Hi, Bill. You're live with Enid.
Hi there. Just wanted to put in my two cents worth on the disproportionate argument. How disproportionate are you going to feel if you were one of those three soldiers that were kidnapped? I'd say their response would be just about right if I were one of those three. And as far as Masood's point, he was counting the number of rockets and artillery shells that Israel has dropped versus the rockets that Mossad has fired.
Right. Or that not Mossad, Hezbollah.
Hezbollah, excuse me. I used to be an artillery officer, and if Israel wanted to inflict casualties, they could do 700 casualties in about 10 minutes. And the fact that there have only been 700 total means that they are taking extreme measures.
They're leafleting. They're calling your apartment building to say your building's been targeted. Get out of the way. I mean, who ever heard of anybody doing anything like that? But they are still always going to be the bad guys. It's an unequivocal, unequivalent situation where you say, well, the Hezbollah, 3,333 rockets have fired them, but Israel has had a greater response. I think you're right, Bill. Israel could nuke them, and Israel's not doing it.
I'm just not talking nuking them. If Israel intended to inflict civilian casualties, it would be incredibly easy to do so, and the fact that there have been, you know, 700 lives, obviously a lot of lives, but the fact that after a month of artillery shelling and precision Air Force drops, that there have only been 700 reported.
Well, now, people who are pro-Lebanon and pro-Arab and anti-Israel, they'll say that those are disproportionate numbers, but I thank you very much for making the case. 349-1320, 866-620-6320. You're a little country. You want to live in harmony with your neighbors. Your neighbors are dedicated to exterminating you. They start it. They hide behind civilians. You're fighting for your life. What would you do? Robin in Orangevale. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Hi, Enid. I just had a crazy idea. We could send Saddam Hussein over there. Maybe he could suppress Hezbollah.
Well, that'd be a good job for him.
Yeah.
And he would be so engaged, maybe he wouldn't be on a hunger strike. No, that's a very good job. I like that, Robin. That's a very good suggestion.
Thank you.
Thank you. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Wednesday, midweek. It's getting closer to the weekend edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
You know, during break, I have a question about that wacky guy and his hunger strike. I don't understand it. I got to ask you later on why. I mean, who cares?
Who are you talking about?
Saddam Hussein or whatever his name is that's on the hunger strike, Enid. He's on a hunger strike.
He's just trying to lose weight.
Well, you know what? Yay. I just can't believe that guy. Anyway, no striking on the highways. People, 65, 70. I think that's illegal, but that's how fast people are going. 99 southbound at Fruit Ridge Road. Fabulous. Everything's been cleaned up. Collisions over top of the mountain. Literally, our traffic is looking pretty good. However, on Cap City Freeway, right by Cal Expo, we do have a disabled vehicle. Lows tonight right around 69. Highs tomorrow, 98. We're at 97 here in the River City. You can check out Enid Live at 1320leftchannel.com. I'm Lisa West.
Everyone loves a party, but when it's a house party to elect Phil Angelides as the next governor of California, then you've got to be there. AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel, the Truman Club, the Stonewall Democrats, and other loyal Dems invite you to the Take Back California House Party, Wednesday, August 23rd from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. in Midtown Sacramento.
This is Phil Angelides, and it's time to take back California. See you at the house party.
That's our next governor, and he wants to see you there to help celebrate his campaign for governor. You can be a sponsor or purchase individual tickets for $75, $30 for students and seniors. Do your part for the Democratic Party and Phil Angelides by attending the Take Back California House Party with Phil on Wednesday, August 23rd. For more information or to RSVP, call 916-448-2881. That's 916-448-2881.
I'm Phil Angelides, and I approve of this house party.
Right down the lane, fancies blackjack or poker's his game. He heads down to Jackson Rancheria around twice a week. He knows the locals ain't as nice as pie. He's been known to hold the door and tell you hi. But once he's dealt a hand, he hardly speaks. So be careful when you play his game. He'll fool you once and twice the same. Beware the havoc Carl, the king of comps, wreaks. At Jackson Rancheria, we call people like Carl dream catchers. People who have discovered that we're so much more than a casino. Perhaps you have too. Jackson Rancheria, Are you a dream catcher?
Comedians Tim Conway and Harvey Korman are together again for their final farewell tour at Jackson Rancheria Casino on Sunday, September 17th at 5 and 8 p.m. To reserve your tickets, contact Ticketmaster today.
Are you having trouble paying your credit card bills? You didn't expect to get this deep in debt, but now you need a way out. A way to relieve the anxiety. A way to avoid disaster. If you have over $12,000 in credit card debt, call Debt Settlement USA at 1-866-626-6444. Debt Settlement USA understands what too much debt can do. Like the persistent calls from bill collectors, the late fees, the emotional stress. Talk to Debt Settlement USA. They save over $1 million for their clients each month. And they can help get you back in control again, too. If you have over $12,000 in credit card debt, call Debt Settlement USA right now for a free consultation. 1-866-626-6444. They can negotiate huge reductions and help you become debt-free faster than you think. Call Debt Settlement USA right now. 1-866-626-6444. 1-866-626-6444.
The truth, according to Enid, will set you free. Call her now at
349-1320. 625 on the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. And your homework assignment is to tell 3 to 5 of your friends every day that we are here. I know some of you are mad at me. Some of you are not speaking to me today, but this is how I feel. Here's Israel, a country that has contributed greatly to the richness of the rest of the world. It has invented things that have helped all of us, medical devices. It has done a tremendous amount of innovative work in high tech. It has done lots and lots of things. It is the only democracy in the Middle East. It has the highest per capita. And it's done all this in a complete and never-ending environment of war. And here is what Tom Friedman says in today's New York Times. Young Israelis dream of being inventors, and their role models are the Israeli innovators who made it to the NASDAQ. Hezbollah youth dream of being martyrs, and their role models are Islamic militants who made it to the next world. So if your dream in life is to be a suicide bomber and greet those 72 virgins, I mean, how can you even have a conversation? If you are a country and you want to live in harmony with your neighbors who are dedicated to the proposition that you can't be there, that dedicated to the proposition of exterminating you, if you pull out, if you do whatever the rules are, it doesn't matter. Hezbollah is going to lob it over. They're going to be deliberately provocative, which they were. They're going to deliberately goad you. They hide behind civilians in a place where the government was too weak to keep them out. And so they know that Lebanon is going to take a huge hit. That was part of the strategy, and that Israel will take a huge public relations hit as a result of it. Meanwhile, Israel is leafleting apartment buildings in places where it is targeted militarily, which is more than Hezbollah would do. Hezbollah likes to put nails and ball bearings into its rockets to do the maximum amount of damage. And as one of our callers pointed out, Israel could flatten a lot of places, and I think they have shown restraint, but they are in a really hard place. What do you do when you're fighting for your life? You have to deal with world opinion. When you are militarily superior, when you have done more for yourself than your neighbors who have been happy not to do too much, and a lot of Arab countries could have supported the countries surrounding Israel, and they haven't done it because they want to keep that pot boiling. What do you do to protect yourself? Supposing you're living nicely in your little house and somebody comes in with a gun and you have a gun. What do you do? You shoot their head off is what you probably do. 349-1320. So my question is, why is Israel the bad guy? Yitzchak in Plymouth. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Hi, Enid. I just want to tell you I really like your show, but I want to reiterate something that Israel, there was a good article in Haaretz written by Yossi Melman, and the name of the article was Smart War, Intelligent War. And it just goes to show, this time, Israel has done this before, and Israel has taken all the precautions this time not to repeat the same thing that happened in 1982, where they did go in, and even though they did notify people that they were going to bomb there, they killed a lot of people. They killed, I don't know, I think 10,000 people in 1982, but this time they tried, and they're They warned people. They gave notices to people. They dropped leaflets. They went to the homes, and they told the people they were getting bombed there. They have intelligence on the ground that notified people there to get out because they're coming. And how can people say that it was, you know, they're doing everything to minimize the casualties? I mean, look at the difference.
All right, but let me ask you this question. It doesn't matter what they're doing. Here's a little country, and they're still taking a lot of negative, especially the left. The left is really anti-Israel, and I don't know what that's about. I really don't understand what that's about, but we have some research that tells us, it's research by Americans, but it uses some European data, tells us that the more anti-Israel you are, very likely the more anti-Semitic you are.
Well, there's a lot of anti-Semitism. There's a lot of anti-Semitism in Europe now, and the French, especially, and this is maybe going the other way, but the French definitely want, they're having an election, they're going towards an election, and they want to show the Arab public there that they're sympathizing with them. That may be one reason. But I just want to say that you know, Israel is going out of their way.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. The world still hates Israel. It's an amazing story, Yitzhak. And I thank you for the call. 349-1320, 866-626, 1320. Kay in Elk Grove. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Hi, this is Kay. You had asked the question, why was Israel considered or being considered as a bad guy? And my response to that is, there's two things. One, I don't believe that a country would go into war with another country based on two soldiers being kidnapped. And there was other things that had happened. They have people, the Israel people have even children in their prisons as prisoners of war. But the main thing is that if Israel understands that Hezbollah is their enemy, then why are they indiscriminately killing Lebanese people? They killed those.
Because Hezbollah uses civilians as shields. It puts itself in civilian areas. It houses its equipment, its rockets, in civilian areas, sometimes even in hospitals.
But Israel does the same thing.
No, Israel doesn't do that. But let me ask you I want to ask again the question, Kay. If you are a small country, you're willing to live in harmony with your neighbors, but your neighbors are dedicated to the proposition of exterminating you, and they start it, and they keep wanting to goad you, and they attack you, and you are fighting for your life, what would you do?
Okay, well, let me answer that. What I would do is not go into their country if I'm defending myself. I would stay in my country to defend myself. Well, by their invasion of any of the neighboring states and Lebanon, that is not the
Hezbollah wants to annihilate Israel.
Well, yes, but Hezbollah is not in Israel fighting. Israel is in Lebanon fighting.
Well, that's where Hezbollah is. So that's what you got to go where your enemy is. 349-1320, 866-626, 1320. Don in Citrus Heights. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Hi, I just want to ask you one question to consider. How many people, children, has Israel killed in the last 6 months?
How many has Hezbollah killed?
Does that make it right?
No, it doesn't make it right. But why is Israel the bad guy? Israel's trying to defend itself, and Israel could have inflicted way more damage. You have people dedicated to the proposition of eradicating Israel, and you're sitting there and you're counting, well, Israel killed more people. Israel's trying to fight for its life. So what would you do if that were the case? And Israel has a lot of military power. It really could be quite indiscriminate, I think, if it wanted to be.
I think they're being a little bit too indiscriminate, and they've got the U.S. backing them up like a bully, and that's the problem.
Well, wait a minute. But who did Israel start it, Don? You got a small country. It wants to live in harmony with its neighbors. It wants to create more products for NASDAQ and be entrepreneurial and more medical success stories like it's done in the past. And I don't think it wants to be at war. I don't think it has a big choice about it. And if it's fighting for its life, and Hezbollah starts it, what are you going to do? Hezbollah doesn't have a country. Hezbollah is a terrorist organization. It's not a country. So when Kay says, well, how come they have to go into Lebanon? That's where Hezbollah is.
Well, I'll tell you, in my opinion, there's never going to be peace there because we killed some of them, they killed some.
Well, you may very well be right about that. I thank you for the call. 349-1320, 866. 626 1320. Tom in Sac. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Hi.
Hi, welcome.
I don't know. I agree with your comment on the if you're anti-Israel generally, you're saying a research that you're anti-Semitic. I'm a very non-religious person, and I just base people on their moral beliefs. And what I'm saying is, if they're their own country and they have all this power and they could annihilate 700 people in 10 seconds. Why do we even need to back them up? I mean, we can agree with them from afar, but it seems like we're getting...
We're not doing anything.
We are doing things. We've got Bush saying that we should be backing up Israel.
Well, they're talking about trying to do a ceasefire, and I think in the past we've supported Israel because we want stability in the region and it's a stable place, relatively speaking. But tell me what your point is.
Well, the point is I just believe that... If they have so much power, so much technology,
they have it, and you got it. You know what? You know this is interesting. If they have so much of this, so much of that, well, we shouldn't help them at all. Let me tell you something. They developed all of that in spite of every single obstacle. They're in the one little piece of land in the desert there that doesn't have oil. Every place else, I think, seems to have oil. They don't. There's not much in the way of water. I mean, they managed to create this incredible oasis through a lot of hard work, and the countries around them could have done the same, didn't. A lot of resentment for Israel. It's like, okay, well, they're so strong now. What do we need to support them for? 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Ina Goldstein. You're listening to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much. Enid, lows tonight right around 69. Highs for the next couple of days. We're going to look at 98, 99. We're at 96 here in the River City. Now the traffic is peaking back up here at 636. 99 southbound of Fruit Ridge Road is much better. It's about 65, 70 miles per hour. We do have a traffic hazard though on the right-hand side in North Sac. It looks like at Howe Avenue, just south of Northrop Avenue, I'm sorry, and Dillard Road, just east. My screen just popped off. I'm sorry. Dillard Road, just east of 99. Thank you. We got a disabled vehicle on the right-hand side. Back with more Enid Live. Lisa West here with traffic and weather from the left at AM 1320 Sacramento's left channel.
Live and local, it's Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's left channel.
The Morning Retort with Scott and Sam.
Well, if you apologize, then you admit guilt.
Now, we were talking about litigation. Would I be sued during this piece? Because Delay is there doing his little soundbite. He's within reach.
Yeah.
What if I pined him?
I don't know. I just like
fetus. But see, that's the line.
Okay, well, that's the line. And that's the kind of stuff I would be even put up on the website, 1320leftchannel.com.
That's tasty justice.
Scott and Sims, mornings, 5:30 to 9 on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Are you struggling with too much credit card debt? Sky-high interest rates, late fees, over-limit fees, having trouble just making the monthly minimums? We can help. We're Credit Card Relief. We've helped thousands of people become debt-free in months instead of years, all while saving thousands of dollars. No, this isn't bankruptcy or one of those consumer credit counseling deals or a high-interest consolidation loan. It's Credit Card Relief. We have an outstanding record of performance and client satisfaction. We provide a complete credit analysis and free consultation with a local participating program attorney. If you're serious about getting out of debt, call Credit Card Relief right now. Don't wait for the collection calls to start. The consultation is free and the relief is real.
Call 1-888-808-3939. 1-888-808-3939. That's Credit Card Relief. 1-888-808-3939. 3939.
Are you paying too much for your prescription drugs? Maybe you don't have prescription drug insurance, or you missed the government's recent Medicare deadline. What if you could save up to 80% on your prescriptions delivered right to your door? It's possible if you order from Canada through Glenway Pharmacy. Glenway is a Canadian pharmacy authorized to fill prescriptions to U.S. residents. And Glenway has low Canadian prices on over 1,500 drugs, like Fosamax, Plavix, Lipitor, Norvasc, and many more. Over 50,000 customers depend on on Glenway for lower drug costs. Just call Glenway Pharmacy toll-free for a free prescription catalog. Call 1-866-865-2211. That's 1-866-865-2211. You can save up to 80% on your prescription drugs. Call Glenway Pharmacy 1-866-865-2211. That's 1-866-865-2211. Call right away 1-866-865-2211.
Is my family at risk of getting sick from birds?
What can I do to prepare for a pandemic flu outbreak?
There's so much talk about seasonal flu, bird flu, and pandemic flu. What do I need to know?
Having correct information is the best way to protect yourself and family from the flu or any disease outbreak. Being prepared with information and supplies is the best defense. Hi, I'm Dr. Trochet, Sacramento County Health Officer. Pandemic flu refers to a disease that has spread worldwide among people. Currently, there is no pandemic flu virus in the world. The H5N1 bird flu, also known as avian flu, is in Asia and Africa and Europe, but has not arrived in the United States. This virus infects wild and domestic birds, such as chickens, but is not a high threat to humans. Seasonal flu happens every year, usually in late fall and winter. You can protect yourself with a yearly flu vaccine. Educate yourself. Visit our website, scph.com, or call 916-875-5881 for up-to-date information on pandemic, avian, and seasonal flu.
Sponsored by Sacramento County Public Health.
Shaking up the Weasel Empire.
To make America where we want it to be.
A literate country and a hopeful country.
It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
640 on the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. You can join the conversation. We have one line open, 349-1320, 866-620-61320. We're talking about the Middle East. You know, who wants to grow up to be a suicide bomber? And I want to share this. Somebody sent this to me. An Israeli actually sent this to me. If the Arabs put down their weapons today, there would be no more violence. If the Jews put down their weapons today, there would be no more Israel. What are your thoughts? Your little country, you're fighting for your survival. In this case, it's being reported that both left and right in Israel are on the same page. They really want the government to go forward here, the military to go forward. They feel like their survival is at stake. Hezbollah has become way more high-tech than it ever was. It's lobbed way more missiles than anybody expected it would have. What do you do to protect yourself if you are a tiny country surrounded by people who want you dead? 349-1320. RJ in Sac. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Hi, RJ.
Hi, Enid. This is RJ.
Welcome.
This first chance I got to call you when I'm sort of in agreement. I listen periodically. And I also checked you on your website. You are a knockout. But I wanted to say you don't have to be pro-Israel.
Well,
you just have to be
you're in the minority there, but thank you.
Because most of the things that they represent are things that we can't stand.
Wait a minute. I missed that part. Say it again.
Well, I'm sorry. I was saying you don't have to really be pro-Israel or pro-Jewish. You just have to look at the other side, who's, you know, who's attacking them and who's fighting them. And everything that they stand for is things that I think the United States has always opposed. So I think it's really...
Well, I mean, what kind of a mentality, and why isn't there more criticism when you are a suicide bomber and you're not walking into military installations, you're walking into restaurants and shopping centers and malls trying to do maximum civilian damage? I mean, give me a break. What's that all about?
Right. No, you're exactly right. The only thing I'm really concerned about, too, is if any of those weapons of mass destruction that may have been shipped into Syria have got their hands into Hezbollah. You think there's any chance of that?
I don't know. I hope that's not the case. I thank you for the call, though, RJ. 349-1320 opens up a line, 866-626-1320. Mark in Sac. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Enid, great show. Great show. Hey, let me draw a little parallel. You know, like the Lebanese people have Hezbollah. United States has George Bush. Is there any parallel between the two?
Maybe.
But I think the Lebanese people need to get together and decide what they want.
Well, they have not. It has been a very weak kind of situation in Lebanon, a kind of a fledgling democracy after years of war, and too weak to keep Hezbollah from the table. So Hezbollah knows that in lobbying him to lobbying one over and kidnapping Israeli soldiers, they're goading Israel to act, and that Israel's going to try to hit them where they are, and where they are is in Lebanon. And here's Lebanon, which is kind of a sad story because it was hoping to, it's supposed to be beautiful in Beirut, supposed to, hoping to lure tourists, trying to get itself together after years of war, and now it's in tatters.
That is true. That's why it's an interesting parallel. But still, it's like in the United States. If people have to get together and do what's right for the betterment of the whole entire nation and the world. And that's all I got. Hey, hang in there. I'm supporting you.
All right, Mark. I thank you for the call. 349-1320-866-620-613-20. Joe in Sac. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Yes.
Hi, Joe.
You said Joe in Sac?
Yeah, welcome.
Actually, I'm in Vacaville.
Oh, well, all right.
That's good. Okay. Hi, Enid. I'm just listening to this talk.
We didn't have your electronic monitor tuned in. That ankle bracelet you're wearing. Yes,
well,
Joe.
I took it off so I could get out of the house.
Okay.
But anyway, there's a bit of a misconception, I think, in the United States about geography. And it's a conception I'd like to correct. I don't think most of the Middle East around Israel is a desert and Israel is this blooming oasis. It's a very, very different type of climate. In fact, if you go to visit Syria, which I have been, you'll find it's quite nice and quite garden-esque. Granted, I may not agree with their politics, but it's not something where they're going, oh, we wish we were like Israel.
Well, I'm
going
to confess I've never been to Israel. I've only read about it, and it's always being described as a desert and making the desert bloom, so I really don't know.
Well, that's a Western thought, right? I mean,
okay.
That's who we support. But, you know, you go to Jordan, yes, it is a desert, but it doesn't have oil, so it's not very wealthy. In fact, Jordan is a very poor nation. So to say that all the Middle East is rich and has oil and wishes to be a bloom, I think it's a little misconception.
Okay, but
correct that.
Okay. All right. Thank you for doing that. I thank you very much for the call. 349-1320-866-620-613-20. Larry in Loomis. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Good evening, Enid.
Hi.
You know, I absolutely agree with the adage that if Israel put down their weapons, there would be no more Israel. And all my life, I was raised to support Israel, and I still do to this day. However, I can't help but thinking that this conflict would have never happened if Bush didn't blow into Iraq and create this whole insurgency mess.
Well, he didn't help things any because what he did is he knocked off a couple of natural enemies of Iran. And Iran and Syria are being reported as helping to supply Hezbollah, that those are two of Hezbollah's main patrons. So if Iran weren't feeling as arrogant and had more natural enemies among them, Saddam Hussein, then maybe Hezbollah wouldn't be as well armed and wouldn't be as high tech as it is. I don't know. It's hard to know. But they're apparently considered quite well trained now and surprising everybody. So Israel's over a barrel. It's between a rock and a hard place.
You know, and it just appears that the American army isn't what this nation thought it would be. Israel has always been an immaculate fighting machine, but I agree with what you just said. Some of these insurgencies and Hezbollah, they are trained fighters, and the one thing that they have that Americans or Israelis don't have is they don't mind blowing themselves up for their cause.
Well, there you go. I thank you very much, Larry, for the call. 349-1320-866-620-613-20 opens up a line. Ron in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
I think part of the problem is that the administration is like Team A from hell, you know. They don't know what they're doing. Rice went over there and sat on her hands.
Oh, it's being reported that Condi and Dickey are in the biggest fight of their career, that she wanted to go in and broker something, and he wouldn't let her, and that no one has ever seen anybody as mad at him as she was.
Yeah.
That apparently she's gotten very angry with him, and I think a conservative publication reported this.
Well, I think the Arabs have to totally renounce suicide bombing and that type of thing. Eventually get Carter over there. And at the same time, I think Israel, as soon as possible, it's sort of like the U.S. with the air force bombing the hell out of Fallujah and Ramadi and turning it into hell's half acre. You know, it's just too much collateral overkill, aggressive, you know, butchering. The Likud is the same as our neocon. they're driving this thing. I mean, they got
apparently the reporting is that both the left side and the right side in Israel politics are together. They all feel like that this is that Israel's life is at stake here, and so they want a strong military. They want to go forward, and they want to hurt Hezbollah where it lives. I thank you for the call. 349-1320, 866-620-6120. Jen in SAC. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320.
Hi, Enid. I just want to make a comment, two. One is anyone that is okay, not regular people, but I'm talking about people that are fighting and whatever, anybody that is okay with killing a child.
Jen, were you K a few minutes ago?
Huh?
You were K a few minutes ago, weren't you? We have a policy, darling. We have a policy that you get to call once only.
No.
Are you sure? You sound like the same person to me.
Oh, I'm sorry, but this is my... Well, I called you a couple of days ago.
Okay. All right, tell me your point.
Okay, my point is anybody that's okay with killing a child... I called you the psychiatrist. I have four years in psych... I called you about the...
Okay, all right. Maybe I have you confused with somebody else.
No,
all right.
No problem. Anyway, my point is anybody that's okay with killing a child... That child is innocent. That child hasn't done anything. In this day and age...
Well, but who are you accusing of that? Everybody has done that. You've got suicide bombers who go into restaurants and kill whoever's there. And I imagine in the collateral damage, the Israelis have done the same. So what do you...
That's what I'm saying. Anybody that does that... They are wrong, whether regardless of what the side is.
War doesn't. Unfortunately, it's probably impossible to discriminate. Right. Nobody wants it, but it happens.
But Enid, what they can do if you want to go into war, you can go into an area where there are no civilians and fight to your heart's content, and no one.
Yeah, but if your enemy is hiding behind civilians, what are you going to do? Will you target? You leaflet? You say we're coming in, get out. We leave phone messages. We're coming in, get out. I mean, what are your options here? 349-1320, 866-620-6120. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
What are we going to do about this traffic, Enid? It just, you know, I think it's going to be fabulous, you know, 20, 30 minutes, and then all of a sudden, all heck breaks loose on Bradshaw. It happens every day. Poor Bradshaw Road at Gerber Road. We do have three vehicles. A big rig got into it. I honestly don't think big rigs should be able to go on that road. So we have a non-injury, though, blocking lanes, emergency vehicles as well. Dillon Road, just east of 99, a disabled vehicle blocking there. And the hit and run, no injuries, 47th Street at 47th Avenue as they cross. Eastbound 50 just west of Netherfield Road. We have an animal in the roadway. Hold on, let me check what kind of animal. Okay, it's a brown dog between slow lane and fence. So stay clear of that as well. Kind of slow down a little bit.
Sounds like Dick Cheney is in the room. Oh, never mind.
Back with more Enid Live. I'm Lisa West today in 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
If loving Enid is wrong, we don't want to be right. AM 1320.
In today's economy, you need to take advantage of every savings opportunity you can. And if you own a home, now you can take advantage of one of the biggest savings opportunities out there. With Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now you can cut your mortgage payments up to 33%. Pick up the phone right now and spend a few minutes with Quicken Loans, 800-290-2853. With over 150 loan products, the money-saving experts at Quicken Loans can help you cut your monthly expenses. Lower your debt. Or eliminate your high credit card balances with a low-rate home equity loan. Lower your debt. But they can't save you money until you call. That's Quicken Loans to cut your mortgage payment up to 33%. Call 800-290-2853. 800-290-2853. Equal housing lender licensed by the Department of Corporations under California Residential Mortgage Lending Act. Call Quicken Loans now. 800-290-2853. That's 800-290-2853.
Hi, this is Michelle Shockley, Going Places on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Over 10,000 prize-winning exhibits are on display at the Nevada County Fair, which runs today through Sunday at the Nevada County Fairgrounds. Oliver Stone's World Trade Center movie opens Wednesday. The California State Fair starts on Friday at Cal Expo. The theme for this year's fair is Superstars and Superheroes. Opening night of the fair features a free concert by Kenny Loggins. Check out MC Escher, Rhythm of Illusion at the Crocker Art Museum. The Reno Tahoe Blues Fest is Saturday and Sunday in Reno. Entertainers include Patti LaBelle, Kenny Neal, and Buddy Guy. The Dixie Chicks concert has been rescheduled for November 14th at Arco Arena. I'm Michelle Shockley, going places on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Do you need a new car, truck, or SUV, but you have challenge credit, no money down, or maybe you owe too much on your trade? You could qualify for 0% interest on a new Chevy, regardless of your credit history. This week at Paul Blanco Chevrolet. Bankruptcy, divorce, or late pay credit cards, it doesn't matter. You could qualify for 0% interest on the Chevy of your dreams, regardless of your credit history. Paul Blanco Chevrolet on Florin Road. 866-TOP-DEAL or paulblanco.com. Choose from hundreds of pre-owned Hondas, Toyotas, Chevys, Dodges, or Fords. Many under $10,000. And if you have challenge credit, you'll need no money down to apply. Plus, when we make a deal, we'll pay off your trade no matter what you owe and possibly even lower your monthly payment with no money down. Paul Blanco Chevrolet in the heart of Sacramento on Florin Road. 866-TOP-DEAL or paulblanco.com.
No air pollution. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
654 on the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. We are talking about the Middle East, and we have a line open, 349-1320. I just got this email from Masood, who was on the program earlier. He said that Hezbollah has fired nearly 3,500 rockets at Israel. Israel has dropped 4,000 bombs on Lebanon in just 7 hours last Saturday, he says. Now, I don't know if that's correct or not. With the conflict, a conflict almost a month old now, that means that Israel may have dropped, and then he's extrapolating out, 50 to 250,000 bombs. 50,000 to 250,000 on Lebanon this time. Well, we don't know if that's right. But you know what? If somebody goes after you, are you counting, well, they did 3,500, so I'm going to hit them with 3,500? I don't think so. You go after your enemy, and you want to do them in because they started it. So this business about Israel's the bully, you know, I think Jews can't win. During World War II, the Holocaust, they were weak, and they were led off like sheep to the concentration camps. And then when they got strong in a place like Israel, now nobody likes them because they're seen as bullies. Never mind that their neighbors don't want them their neighbors all want them dead. What do you do in a case like that? When you're fighting for your life, you didn't start it, somebody else did. Especially after you've pulled out of Gaza, the West Bank, etc. What do you do in a case like that? 349-1320, 866-620-6320. And your enemy hides behind civilians in a country that is just getting back on its feet. And if you go after your enemy, you're going to get terrible press because, you know, Lebanon is a casualty in this battle. And that was part of the strategy of Hezbollah, I'm sure. What do you do? Well, if you're protecting your country, you do whatever it takes, I think. Leslie and Zach, hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Hi, Leslie.
Hi. I just started listening here, and so I'm not certain if anyone else brought this up, but I believe it's akin to Afghanistan and Al-Qaeda. We were attacked by Al-Qaeda, and we had to go into Afghanistan and hurt innocent Afghanis to protect ourselves. And I think it's the same.
Well, we didn't want to hurt innocent Afghanis, and I wish we had not hurt any innocent Afghanis, but at least you could make a case going into Afghanistan, going after Osama bin Laden, etc., rather than Iraq, which is a complete waste of time and had nothing whatever to do with 9/11. Well, it happens that in war, Leslie, there is collateral damage. If you've got a very more precise and more precisely trained and you have better intelligence, then you try to minimize that as much as you possibly can. Nobody's advocating it.
Oh, no, I'm not. I'm just saying it's the same. I support Israel to go after an enemy, even if they're in a different country, a stateless terrorist group.
Yeah, I mean, there's no state of Hezbollah. It goes wherever it can find a root. It's like a weed. It's like a bad weed. So, I think it's a pretty complicated issue. And I thank you. I thank you for the call. I thank you for the analogy. 349-1320, 866-626-1320.